The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
30 seconds remain, first and 10. Crowley takes the snap. All the way back, seven-step drop. Now he's under some pressure. Rolling, throwing it down the left sideline for Best. It's going to be a jump ball. He caught it at the one, and he is out of bounds. It'll be first and goal inside the two-yard line.
This afternoon, it's the Class D1 semifinals from Hemingford as the Bobcats welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And they will give it to Best off the right side. Good seal block on the end. 15, cuts back 10. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Christian Best. And give credit out here to the end, Austin Stolt, for being one of those that let Best get around the corner.
Hemingford was a play away from capturing last year's state title and has rolled to a perfect 11-0 record this season. Elm Creek is 10-1 and is playing in their first state semifinal. The Buffaloes will have to avenge last year's quarterfinal loss to Hemingford to advance to their first final and a trip to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It's the Buffaloes and Bobcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Hemingford with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Hemingford, where we saw Jailhouse Rock and all those other things. It is Doug Duda along with my good buddy Chuck Friesick, and we have made the trek out to Hemingford for the Class D1 State Football Semifinals as the Bobcats take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And folks, we will start the broadcast off by saying it is very unfortunate that a game of this magnitude has to be played today in weather conditions like this. It is absolutely short of horrific here. The sun is out, temperature about 23 degrees, but the wind blowing in excess of 30 miles an hour across the football field from north to south here today. And Chuck, as you take a look at this, I think I just take the wind as much as I possibly can. These teams are going to run the football. They're not going to be throwing the football, maybe with the wind at their back. But it's going to be a battle of Ethan Skinner and his offensive line going against Christian Best and his offensive line. And kind of like this weekend, the key to the game today is holding on to the ball and the defense making tackles.
Yeah, I think so, Doug. I said coming out here, you know, the vehicle wasn't doing very good on mileage, and we're not going to get much mileage out of a lot of these kids today. They're going to be way better football players than we may see with these kind of football conditions.
Yeah, they've played 11 football games this year. They've earned themselves in the state semifinals, and I know there's nothing you can do for it unless they postponed it to tomorrow where it would be 20 degrees warmer and the winds would not be as severe. But I don't think it's so much about talent today, raw talent, as it is the breaks you're going to get in this football game.
No, I could see the ball being on the ground a couple of times being really the difference in these two teams. They both played Blue Hill very, very close, although Blue Hill down to Elm Creek during the regular season, and then Hemingford came back and down Blue Hill during the playoffs. But, you know, outside of that, they've beaten a couple of teams, and I think we're just going to line it up and run it at each other today.
And, again, they're trying to put a few little duck forts almost out here. You've got a little plywood blind, you got a little couple of blinds on each side, and they're trying to get some space heaters out here for all of the teams. But if you are on the sidelines, it's going to be very tough to come in, and that's one thing about these two teams. You're going to have about the same 10 kids running plays in and out, and I think if somebody can get off to a good start and you can get conservative a little bit, you're going to be owning this ball game.
Yeah, you get that win behind your back and maybe force a turnover, and all of a sudden you could have, you know, a 6-12-point lead, and that could just about seal the deal here today.
We do want to thank Jordan Haas, Pete Gomez, and all the folks here at Hemingford for their hospitality, because quite frankly, if our option was sitting in the vehicle or sitting in the stands here today, I think I would have to choose the vehicle and do the best that we can. And that's another thing. The wind sun's going to blow the markers around. It didn't do any good to paint the field. So going to be a little guessing game looking over the Elm Creek bench, which is right in front of us here today. But we're glad you're along with us on Classic Hits. The winner will advance on to the state football championship 1 week from today at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where the conditions will be better. And Hemmingford was there last year. Hemmingford came out, beat Elm Creek in the quarters 20-7, turned around the next week, had to come back out, and they beat Overton, and then they were one play away in a game that they probably should have beaten Exeter Milligan. I'm not saying they were the better team. It was 20-18. Each team scored three touchdowns, but a key miscue at the end of the game cost Hemmingford a chance to win it.
Yeah, one of those Western schools, Doug, where I don't think a lot of people hear of. You know, all the press is from back east, and you don't get the press that a lot of those schools do from Central and Eastern Nebraska. And they came in and proved they could play with everybody last year, and I don't see it to be any different here today.
Well, and you take a look at some of the things that are going on here. I think as we were talking on the long drive out here, Hemmingford really awoken a lot of people with the performance that they had last year. You've got Ethan Skinner, the all-stater, but they threw three touchdown passes against Elm Creek. Elm Creek had a couple of opportunities that got away from them. They actually led that game at half last year by a score of a 7-6, but it ended up 20-7. Then when they came out, and everybody expected Overton maybe to win that game from our listening area, and they put up 44 points on them, we all knew that the Bobcats were for real. And they've had no problems this year. They've had one close game, and that was Blue Hill in the second round of the playoffs, where a team that was averaging over 72 points in the regular season was shut out in the first half. And their defense kept Blue Hill in check, and they won it 12-6.
And I thought as we were discussing coming out here, you know, you see the totals where they're averaging like 66 points per ball game, are the Hemmingford is. And you know, they were writing it up, and they're really proud of their defense, and that's something you might not hear of from a lot of squads when they're, you know, putting up 66 points on offense.
How much are we going to tell right away in the first quarter? Are we going to be able to tell right away that these guys can tackle and these guys can't, or that it's going to be a knockdown drag out? Because despite how good both these teams are, I can see this being a big win one way or the other.
Well, I think we're going to go a quarter, Doug. I think the people are going to be warm enough from sitting in the buses and getting warmed up, but I think we get into the middle of that second quarter, we're going to find out who wants to play football out here really bad today. And, you know, some kids just definitely get impacted by the weather more than others, and we may see that out here against a player or two.
Well, we'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we will hear from the coaches, Jordan Haas of Hemmingford and Jace Doolin of Elm Creek, as they get ready to play the D1 State Championship semifinal right here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 as we're getting ready for the D1 state semifinals in Hemmingford as they welcome in Elm Creek, a rematch of last year's state quarterfinals. And head coach Jordan Haas joins us. And, Coach, appreciate the time. And I know that you're a lot happier that teams are coming west than you going east like you did last year.
Well, at this point in the season, I guess, yes, it's nice to have a home game, but you know, as long as we're still playing football, we don't really care where it's at. We'll go play. We're fortunate enough to play in the state semifinals, so we'll play the game wherever. We're just happy that it's in Hemmingford this time.
Well, now, wait a minute. If the negotiations are still open, we'll invite you out to Elm Creek because you are 1-0 there.
Well, if we hadn't done so much work on the field and moving bleachers and getting places for people to sit, I think we might consider it, but no, it's our fans deserve to have a home game for the semifinals. They've traveled really well the past couple years, and they traveled well again to Fullerton last week.
Well, Coach, let's start with what we know about your football team, and most of it is from last year, coming out beating Elmfrid Creek in the quarters, coming out beating Overton, then going to the state championship game. But you just didn't get that schedule to be challenged in the regular season this year. And I referenced a couple of teams in our area over the last 4 or 5 years that had the same dilemma. Then Blue Hill comes out there, and although they don't move the ball a lot, you have one that comes right down to the last possession of the football game. I want to start there. How did that Blue Hill game shake you, and how did it make you better as you try to get back to Lincoln?
You know, Blue Hill came out and I don't know, Blue Hill was getting hot at the right time. And I'm glad that we got him when we had him in the second round, because if we would have had to meet up with him later, I'm not quite so sure they wouldn't have got us. Give a lot of credit to them. A little bit of struggle making the adjustment from 11-man to 8-man early in the year. But their coaches, they got a really good staff, and they got it figured out, got their kids in the right spots, and started putting together a really nice season. So, we're fortunate that we got that game against Blue Hill up here. It could have gone either way, and that's what playoff football is all about. You, having the guts to finish a game like that, it makes you stronger as a football team and as a program.
We're talking with Hemming Ford head football coach Jordan Haas here ahead of their state semifinal game with Elm Creek. What'd you do during the regular season, Coach? Because Ethan Skinner is Ethan Skinner. We know a lot about your All-State running back, but you had to play a lot of running clock games, got to play a lot of kids. How'd you keep them fresh? How'd you keep them interested?
Well, the biggest thing, and we kind of went through a little bit of it last year, but our biggest thing is that we worry about our own level of play. I mean, whether we're playing somebody state champion caliber or somebody that hadn't won a game that year, we're not worried about them. We're worried about our level of play, and the kids really buy into that fact. They know that when we get in the film room, if they made a mistake that resulted in a touchdown because the other team couldn't make the play, it's still a mistake. And so our kids have bought into the level of play. And then we just tell them, hey, you're going to play as good as you can for as long as you can. And when the score was out of hand, then you'll get subbed out, and we'll worry about that later. And our kids are mature enough now that they accepted that fact. But it can be kind of frustrating for a kid when you only get to play a half of football.
Jordan Haas, Hemming Ford head football coach, with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. In your eyes, Coach, how is this team different than the one that you had at this stage last year?
Well, the number one contributing thing making this team different is the calendar date. They've all had one more birthday, and so that's made our team more mature, physically a little bit better. The kids that are with us, but I think the maturity level of our team is the biggest thing that's changed. Last year we went into the playoff run a little naive, not knowing what we could do as a team, and this year they've expected it. Not saying that we didn't expect to win last year, but our kids expect to win this year, and that's kind of changed the mentality of which we go into games.
Yeah, that first time through is always extremely exciting, and I'm sure your fans are hoping and maybe even expecting to get back to Memorial Stadium. You're one step away. I'll take it another step here. You're looking at Elm Creek. What do you see different about the team that you faced last year and what you're going to see here in the Buffaloes in this game?
Well, you know, we went and watched film of them from a season ago, our game with them a season ago, and then we watched film from this year, and they really haven't changed a whole lot. They run the same type of offense. They have the same type of back and fullback. I think the biggest difference is not having Jake Bartling in the middle of the field playing linebacker for them. you put Christian Best there, just the size is the biggest difference. But Best makes a lot of plays from that position. He's a much different player than Bartling was. He's tough to block because he's small and he moves his body so well to get around guys. And Bartling just kind of overpowered you. So both outstanding players from that position, but just a little bit different in how they go about it.
And, Coach, you're one win away from getting a chance to avenge that just gut-wrenching loss in the state final last year. Is that what kept this team going? If you ever needed a rallying cry, is that what's it?
You know, it doesn't hurt. It was pretty easy to get motivated this summer when we needed to get into the weight room. We needed to have go to summer camp or whatever we needed to do. It was pretty easy to remember that and not wanting to feel that way again. But once the season started, we just kind of took it one game at a time. I know that sounds cliche, but took it one game at a time and worked on getting better, making ourselves better each game.
And finally, Jordan Haas, head football coach here for Hemingford. We know you've got Ethan Skinner. We know Elm Creek has Christian Best. We know both teams have plenty of guys that can make tackles. But when you are in a situation like you have been, you haven't had to punt the ball a whole lot. Your punting average is not very high. The weather today is not going to be conducive to kicking a football. Are you concerned at all if this is a low-scoring game, what special teams will play in for your ball club?
Well, we work hard on special teams during the week, and we have some good stuff in for our special teams. The thing is, our punter is Matthew Wood. And yes, he hasn't had to punt a whole lot, but Matthew's he's a big game player. Clutch probably is a word. So if we need a big punt to flip the field, I have no doubt in my mind that we'll get a good snap back to him, and Matthew, he'll flip it for us.
Well, I never thought I would be doing a football game in Hemingford, and I never thought I'd talk to Jordan Haas about four times in 2 years. But, Coach, congratulations on the program that you are building, and we look forward to a great football game today. Best of luck.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
That's Hemingford head football coach Jordan Haas. We will be back and hear from Jay Stewart of the Elm Creek Buffaloes as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues after this on Classic Hits.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for today's state semifinal in cool conditions, but I guess this is what football in November is all about, and Elm Creek has definitely played a few football games at this time of the season. We're joined now by the head coach, Jay Stewart, and Coach, we talked last week. You guys got the job done at Creighton. Congratulations taking that next step the last 2 years, as we said, trying to get to this spot, and boy, the kids really responded.
Yeah, and it was. Kids came out and had a bunch of elements last week. They didn't let that affect them. They came out and they played a stellar game, probably played our most complete game, our best game all year. And as a coach, that's what you just want right now. This time of year, you want to play your best football, and that's what it comes down to when you're going to try to advance the playoffs.
When you have that big of an advantage in the turnover department, it's hard for the other team to overcome that. Talk about the way you guys forced the turnovers and took advantage of those.
It was just huge. Definitely a great team. The score didn't reflect how good they really are. And just the score really reflected the turnovers. And we took advantage of them. We got them, and we definitely turned them into points. And that's what it takes when you're in the quarterfinals, semifinals, is who's going to take advantage of the turnovers. And didn't really expect against Creighton to have five and us to have zero, but we'll take that and hopefully just kind of move on to the next game, and hopefully we're really heading into Hemingford.
Jace Doolin with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Jace, is there any special formula to not turning the ball over in weather conditions like this? Was there anything you guys talked about, worked on, that that was beneficial last week and maybe again today?
Just two hands on the ball. When you get in the open field, it's just two hands on the ball. Make sure when you have contact that you secure it. And then on defense, if you have the opportunity, I thought what we kind of preached last week and this week was there's going to be opportunities with the balls on the field, and you got to really get those opportunities and make sure you take advantage of them. That was key for us last week. We did have a fumble, and we actually happened to get on that fumble in the end zone. One of our linemen jumped on it. That was really key. We're going to have fumbles. It's cold. It's hard to hold on with football, and you just really got to take advantage. And if there is a ball on the ground, you got to scrap and get for it. Make sure you're the first one there.
Chase, I have to be honest, there's a lot of people been asking me over the last few days, does Elm Creek have a chance? And I said the only thing I can give you is the comparable scores with Blue Hill. Blue Hill's the only team that has given Hemingford a football game, and you guys were a yard away from possibly beating Blue Hill. Are you using that game at all? Are you using last year's film? How are you preparing for this one?
We just kind of, there wasn't much film to watch from Hemingford, because that kind of, they've rolled through some teams. We did take a lot of from that Blue Hill game, and really what it comes down to is this deep in the playoffs, anybody has a chance. We believe, all our kids believe we have a chance. We know it's a great Hemingford team we're going to be playing, and last year we were close. Couldn't win anyway last year at our place, and it's going to come down to momentum and taking advantage and really taking care of the football and field position.
Jace Doolin with us for another couple minutes here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. They played last year in the quarterfinals in Elm Creek, a 27 Hemingford victory. We asked Coach Haas what he thought the differences were in his team and your team. From your perspective, Jace, what is different about Hemingford and what is different about your team this year as you get ready to play?
From last year, Hemingford, they returned everybody. They lost a great player, I thought one of their best players last year, and they got a four-headed offensive attack, defensive attack, and all their four studs, and they're a lot of the same, and I believe we had a lot of people returning were a lot of the same too from last year. Just a year experience, I think, between us, for our team, is our offensive line is another year experience from last year. We had a really young group of guys up front. This year, they got a year under their belt. They've been playing really good football. And Hemingford's difference, they're a year under their belt. They've tasted this. They've been here before, and that's what we got to kind of drive and strive for is start the game off hot, get on them, and put them in a position where they haven't been, and hopefully get ahead of them and get them behind.
Elm Creek has never played in a state football championship. Now, back in the gridiron days when they had that conference when you weren't eligible for the playoffs, I know there was some championships. But, Coach, what would it mean to get to Memorial Stadium, and how do you make sure that that's not the over that, that it doesn't overwhelm the kids here?
We really kind of went this week just focusing on Hemingford. Week by week, we got to focus. This is just another game. This is just another opportunity to go out there and play and have some fun playing some football with their parents. As a community, as a team, as a school, it'd just be great to get there and experience that Memorial Stadium. But it's an experience in itself, and I'd be hopeful that we can get that with the win tomorrow.
All right, Jace, hey, get a good night's sleep. Be ready for some football on Monday, and we appreciate the time here. Best of luck, and hopefully we can chat again next week.
Thank you very much.
That's Jace Doolin, head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. The starting lineups from a chilly Hemingford coming your way next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kelly's Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Chuck Friesick has freeze is going to be a word that I think a lot of these youngsters are going to remember for a long, long time. To think about today's game, it won't be forgotten. 21 degrees, 23-mile-an-hour winds, and the gusts which are going on now are over 30. The wind chill is anywhere from 5 below to 5 above, depending on where the wind is at. And we take a look at today's field conditions brought to you by Pioneer seed professional Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And Chuck, as we drove up here, I joked, I thought we were in Kansas in the 1800s. I hadn't seen that many tumbleweeds coming across the prairie as we did up here, and I don't think we can stress enough actually how windy and cold it is for these football players. We were talking about some of the playoff games, some of the games we've had in the past. It harkens me back to the 2001 playoffs when Kennesaw made a run to the semifinals and had games with Pleasanton, and then the day that the blizzard came in, they were playing Lawrence Nelson and we were out in the snow, but it wasn't the wind chilling with the wind as bad as it is. The temperatures were cold and we had some snow, but the wind didn't affect the game like it will today.
No, and I think the wind, as you said, and we got snow around the field. They have done a nice job of getting the field clean here in Hemmingford, but we do have snow around the field, not a lot of it, but it's going to still stay cool. And, you know, really a nice showing of the fans to see them both here on both sides, considering the conditions we have here in Hemmingford.
Yeah, the Hemmingford fans on their feet as they get ready to announce the starting lineups here for Elm Creek. They're trying to stay in front of some of the vehicles sitting. They actually have stands to the north side that they have wrapped up here, so the wind would be at their back. And again, for the teams, the wind will be blowing across them and not directly into their face as they stand on the sideline. But for half this game, it's going to be pretty tough up front. As far as the field's in as good a condition as it can be for the middle portion of November and for getting 3 inches of snow from Friday and to Saturday, as we talked with Coach Jordan Haas about that on a Saturday afternoon, getting things cleared up here. A rematch of last year's state quarterfinal. Those are your field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. As far as the injuries, no new injuries to report throughout the playoffs. It was a hard-hitting physical game last week for this Buffalo Ball Club up at Creighton, forcing the five turnovers, getting away with the victory. And so they are very pleased with what they've got going on. Chris Quintana among those that out, but nobody knew out for either one of these football teams. And our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Let's hope that we don't have to report on injuries today, because Chuck, an injury today gets magnified again because of the weather and trying to find a warm place to take care of it. One thing we shouldn't see is cramps.
No, we shouldn't, you know, but you still want to keep your players hydrated, even on a day like today, as cold as it is. And we finally see Hemmingford has made it to the north side of the field here, and the Bobcats in their red tops, black helmets, and black pants, and the crowd is just going to start filtering out of the vehicles, Doug, if some of them make it out of there, because, as you said, it is going to be some tough conditions here this afternoon.
And it's time to take a look at our starting lineups as we get ready for today's state football semifinal, and we'll do it after this timeout.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, along with Chuck Friesick, as we take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Hemmingford Bobcats at center, number 55, 200-pound sophomore Denton Payne. At the guards on the left side, number 52, 225-pound senior Asa Carlson. And the right guard is number 56, 230-pound junior Tanner Benge. The ends are number 3, 180-pound junior Jacob Horseman, and number 80, 215-pound senior Colt Foster. You'll also see Johnny Manning, a 170-pound junior, rotate into the ball game. The fullback is number 21, a 175-pound senior Brady Turek. The I-back, number 45, 195-pound senior All-Stater, over 2,000 yards, Ethan Skinner. And the quarterback, who could throw it if they needed him to today, and that's number 5, 200-pound senior Matthew Wood. The head coach of the Bobcats is Jordan Haas, assisted by Randy Heemstra, Taryn Wood, and Tim Hyatt, a perfect 11-0 so far on the season. They have been ranked number one all year long, and here in the D1 playoffs, they started off with a victory over Shelton, then they took care of Blue Hill and went on the road to beat Fullerton last week. For the Elm Creek Buffaloes, their center is number 55, 205-pound junior Hunter Trampy. The guards, number 51, 235-pound junior Tyrone Hubbard, and number 64, 245-pound sophomore Nathan Bartling. The ends are number 11, 175-pound senior Austin Stolp, and number 30, 190-pound senior Devin Hollowell. The fullback is number 44, 185-pound sophomore LaShawn Thornabar, and the I-back, number 22, 165-pound senior Christian Best. At quarterback for the Buffaloes, number 12, 190-pound senior Nick Crowley. Head coach of the Buffaloes is Jace Doolin, assisted by Tanner Cavity, Mark Stone, Seth Schaefer, and Tyler Haprock. They are 10-1 on the season. Their only loss coming by 7 at home to Blue Hill in a game where they fumbled it away in the final 20 seconds at the one-yard line. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with the opening kickoff after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you. The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See Kappa Grain.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Doug Duda, Chuck Friesick, our producer engineer, Caleb Henry. We've kind of got our part of the world covered, Loup City, Burwell, Ord, and now we're here in Hemmingford. First time trip out here to Hemmingford. Chuck was out here for the six-man semifinals here a little over a week ago at Harrison, so this is nothing.
No, this was a short trip. This morning I got to come down and see you and Kearney. But we're just hoping that the best for the players, and you want to get everybody out of here healthy, hopefully, Doug. And you just wish you kind of had a little better day for them to show what kind of talents they've had, because with these kind of seasons, 10-1 and 11-0, you have some really good eight-man football players out here today.
Elm Creek started the playoffs with a 67-22 win over Arapaho, a team that they had only beaten by 6 points, 42-36 earlier this season. But that and the Blue Hill game were back-to-back, and that's where they were a little banged up. They just started to get healthy for the Blue Hill game and haven't looked back since then. Round two of the playoffs, you had the call on the Elm Creek-Burwell game, where Elm Creek won it 33-20. And then last week, one of maybe the surprises in the playoffs, Creighton, the number one seed. Elm Creek went on the road, forced 5 turnovers, took advantage of it, and really dominated the game 30-8. They're up 14-8 at the half and were not challenged in the second half. And now they find themselves in a rematch with Hemmingford. But you got to see him play Burwell on a night where both teams could do some things. Burwell was a team that could throw the football, and they hung with Elm Creek for quite some time.
Yeah, and I guess I was kind of impressed with Elm Creek and the fact that the Buffaloes really turned the ball over in that ball game and still were able to just bounce back and get a 2-touchdown victory. So the Buffaloes proved some things, that they're a solid ball club, and I think Jace Doolin has them playing really well right now as we move through the playoffs.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how things play out here this afternoon. Again, the other half of the D1 bracket will have Bruning Davenport Shickley taking on Guardian Angels up in West Point, or in Bruning. That's where Guardian Angels is West Point, and that'll be at 6 o'clock in D2 today. Exeter Milligan hosting Falls City Sacred Heart at 4, and Selma Myrna is at Maxwell at 7 o'clock. And when we see the Maxwell sign later today, we're going to be most of the way home.
Here we go.
We're ready to play a little football as Elm Creek is going to kick off, and they will have the wind. So interesting on the coin flip. Hemmingford is going to take the ball and go into the wind instead of taking the wind here in the first quarter. Hemmingford feels confident, but if Elm Creek can just boot the ball into the end zone and get their defense out here, see if they can do some things early on that will get their defense going and stop Ethan Skinner. So we're glad you're along with us on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, Odessa, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Brady Turek and Ethan Skinner back deep for the Bobcats.
And ready to boot it away. Here comes Quintana after taking off. He wasn't injured. He just had those wind pants on early.
and Quintana will put a foot into it. It will drift back, 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 and it'll be taken in the end zone. Nothing that Skinner can do. And again, I'm going to throw right out to you here, apologize that with the field not marked, the signs are already blown over, and we will do our best to bring you exactly where the football is at all times. But Ethan Skinner, I wouldn't be surprised if they run 60 offensive plays today that he carries at 55 of them, because that's the kind of football game you're going to have. Matt Wood, though, can take care of the football, so let's see what they decide to do. Matthew Wood is the quarterback, as he'll come up under center. They'll line up in a basic I formation, first and 10 at their own 15-yard line to start this semifinal. Takes the snap, Skinner off the left side. He's hit in the backfield and dropped immediately by Christian Best. Comes back there and gets him on the opening snap of the football game behind the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second down and about a loss of a yard. We'll call it second down and 11.
Yeah, good penetration that time by Christian Best, as he didn't let Skinner hop to the outside, Doug, on this. They're on the short side they came towards, and a nice job by Christian Best to seal the corner.
So second down, 11 yards to go. That right defensive end is Austin Stolpe. He helped clear things out there, getting Johnny Manning. They end this time out of the way, back out of the I formation. They'll try the right side with Skinner. Skinner has a little more room to run. Spin move, and then knocking him down again is going to be Christian Best. Got back across the line of scrimmage, and is going to pick up minimal yards again. I think he got back to the line of scrimmage. Let's definitely check here.
I think we're going to mark it about the 22, Doug.
Good speed that time. We're seeing Best go lateral along that line of scrimmage.
And it'll be third down and 7. So he's going to make it to about the 17, 18-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play after second and 11. So into the wind just to start this football game scoreless. Third down play here for Hemmingford. And Wood's going to pitch it. Skinner strung out here to the near side. He can't get the corner, and Elm Creek is going to go with a 3-and-out here to start this football game as they push Skinner into the Elm Creek sideline. And checking out Jacob Hortzman and checking in, it's going to be punting and into the wind. Here is where this game could come down to some things. Wood can punt the ball, but he averages less than 30 yards a punt, and they've only had to punt it a handful of times throughout the year. It was a loss of 1 on the play. It'll be fourth down and 8. And Elm Creek actually is not even going to put anybody back to try and return this. They don't want to have the danger of maybe fumbling the ball. Wood with a rugby kick pops it up into the air, and look at the wind eat that up. And it's going to take a backwards hop and go out of bounds inside the 40 at about the 37-yard line. So a punt that time of 20 yards and no return. And Elm Creek, by taking the wind, has it first down and 10.
And, Doug, I believe it was at midfield. It was near the 40 at one time when the wind got a hold of it, and it just started taking it back and taking it back.
It was a nice rugby kick by Wood, but it just plummeted and grew into the wind and backspun. And luckily for Hemingford, it was close enough to the sideline that when it started going backwards, it only backed up about 2 yards. So our umpire has to hold the ball until the center can grab it. That's how windy it is here. It was so windy that they tossed the coin at the 40. It ended up at the 30. Nick Crowley will have the football on the first play. He's going to go with an inside handoff to the fullback, LaShawn Thornabar, and he is wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. And I really think on a day like this, Chuck, the defense has the advantage because they are ready to fire off that ball. The offense has to come up with some hand technique. The defense just fires right through there and busts those hands up, and a loss on the play. It'll be second down and 13.
Yeah, nice play there by Denton Payne, the middle guard there, sophomore, 200-pounder, came in loss of between 2 and 3 on the first down.
Second down, they'll officially call it 12 out of the I formation. Pitch play, Best trying the left side, avoids one man. He'll be tripped up after getting a couple of yards, maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. He's close to the 35 in front of the Hemingford sideline. We'll give him the 36, pick up the yardage that he lost. It'll be third down and 10.
And a nice cover over on the corner by Austin Stolpe. Is over there was leading the way, but the tackle was made by Jacob Horseman.
9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless in the D1 semifinal with the wind at the back here of Elm Creek, and the Buffaloes need to take advantage of that as well, unless you've got that 0-0 type of game that they saw with Blue Hill. Again, staying out of the I formation, and comes off the line on the left side. They'll go right side. Best has a hole off the right side, gets to the 35, 30, gets to the corner, 25, and he's going to run out of bounds for an Elm Creek first down near the 20-yard line. And a big, big play. They'll say a gain that time from the 35 down to about the 19. So a gain of 16 on the play. They'll mark it just inside,
at the 19-yard line. First down and 10.
Jamison Wood up there to make the stop. The 175-pound sophomore for the Bobcats, but Best makes the corner and the biggest gain of the afternoon, 16 yards. Now 19 for Best on two.
First offensive big play of the ball game, moving from left to right. Again, staying out of that tight I formation, Crowley takes it, gives it to Best. Left side has a hole and then is stuck and wrapped up. Matt Wood will grab him after about a two-yard gain to the 17-yard line. It'll bring up second down, and a big hole opened up, but the linebacker Wood filled it in a hurry.
Yeah, he's a quarterback, but he's a solid 200-pound looking when he comes in there at that linebacker spot.
And they don't list the heights here, but you'd have to say Matt's at about that 6'1", 6'2 range for Matt Wood. 6'2 officially, and it'll be second down and 8 yards to go. Ball at the 17-yard line, scoreless here in the first quarter. Hemmingford went three and out, and a drive that started at the 37 of Hemmingford. Elm Creek is at the 17. Best left side, he's hit in the backfield, and he is going to be thrown down for a loss near the 20-yard line. Tanner Benge comes through there untouched and drops Christian Best, who is a little slow to get up.
And it's going to be one of those days, Doug, and he's really slow getting up as Christian on that far sideline as he got to the hash, but Benge was right there to hit him hard.
Well, that's one of those where he was able to get him so cleanly, he slams him on his back and might have knocked a little bit of the wind out of him. So it'll bring up third down, and we'll call it 10 yards to go as Elm Creek tries to get on the board first here in this D1 semifinal. Hollowell is the end to the left. Stolp is the end to the right. They stay out of that very tight power eye formation. Thornabar, the fullback. Crowley takes it. Pitch play Best. Hits to the right, and he is upended. They just send everybody, and Brady Turek drops him at the line of scrimmage. They are gambling that Elm Creek's not going to throw the football, and that'll bring up fourth down and about 11 yards to go.
Yeah, another loss on the play of a couple yards, but at least we're down here at the end of the Bobcats, and it looks like maybe we're going to send out a kicking team for the Buffaloes.
And that's exactly what they are going to do. So Christopher Quintana will come out there for what should be a 37-yard field goal. The key here is just to get this baby straight, because the wind will carry it for you, and the holder is going to be Gabe Hubbard. So they will mark it down officially at the 26, a 36-yarder. Snap good, hold good, kick blocked. The kick is blocked. That's a live ball, and it is covered finally there by Hemmingford coming through to get the block. Brady Turek was among those in there, along with Tanner Benge. So it was a good snap and a good kick, but they just were not able to hold out the big rush for Hemmingford, and the field goal attempt is blocked, and so Hemmingford will take over at about the 26-yard line, first down and 10.
Yeah, Doug, and there were a trio of Bobcats that could have gotten to that kick, so good defense by the Bobcats. 6:26 to go here in the opening stanza.
So the second possession here for Hemmingford at their own 26-yard line. First down and 10 out of the I formation. Skinner, right side, just about dropped the ball and just has to churn his way forward to get to about the 30. Going to be a gain on the play of about 3. It'll be second down and 7. So the line now has had that first series both ways, and again, when you're playing at this level, basically the guys on the O-line or the guys on the D-line, you kind of have figured out the opponent on the other side. You know what you can do leverage-wise, and we'll see if they've got each other figured out.
Yeah, we'll see if we can keep a man on Mr. Skinner, because as you said, he's going to see it 90% of the time.
Second down and 7 yards to go. Pitch play Skinner trying the Elm Creek side near the left sideline. He's going to be wrapped up and thrown out of bounds, and right over there to make the tackle is Stolp. No gain on the play. It'll be third down again here for the Hemmingford Bobcats, who were three and out on their opening possession going into this 30-plus mile-an-hour win here, blowing out of the north at Hemmingford. Where's Hemmingford? Well, we're just about 18 miles northwest of Alliance out here in the Nebraska Panhandle. It is third down. We'll call it 7 yards to go. They got about a half yard on that. Fullback Brady Turek going into this win. They have to get the job done up front. No way they would pass the ball here with Wood. Wood will pitch it. Skinner trying to dance his way around the right side. Gets to the linebackers. Keeps churning and is thrown forward for what should be close to first down yardage across the 35 to about the 38. And that is enough for the first down.
Coming up for the Buffaloes, Doug, Jeffrey West to make the stop, but that is the biggest play so far for the Bobcats.
Yeah, Skinner with a very strong run was able to keep those legs churning. We saw that last year in the state championship game, that he's such a tough man to bring down.
Unofficially, Skinner now with 6 carries for 14 yards.
First and 10 at about the 38-yard line. Skinner again off the left side. Makes a man miss. Gets to the 40 into Elm Creek territory. And the only man that can bring him down is going to be Nick Crowley. And he does for another first down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line for the Skinner and Hemingford Bobcats.
And that's one of the first times, really, that the Bobcats have been outside of the Buffalo containment.
They have really been wrapping them up, and Skinner now finds a spot. Coaches have found a spot maybe where it can open up a little bit for him. First down and 10 at the 39-yard line.
5:09 to go, quarter number one.
They've got a slot receiver to the right side. Skinner will follow him to the right side and keeps the legs going, turns towards the 35-yard line, and it'll be a gain of about 3 on the play. Second down, Ethan Skinner. He has touched it on every offensive snap so far here for Hemingford as Jacob Horseman will check out. He rotates in with Johnny Manning.
Brock Miner, Nicholas Crowley up to slow down Mr. Skinner.
Second down, 6 yards to go. They'll officially call it a 4-yard gain to the 35-yard line of Elm Creek. Scoreless first quarter. Out of the I formation. This time, Turek, the fullback, will take it and gets just a couple of yards. He comes crashing forward off the left guard and is wrapped up there by Nathan Bartling, among others. Also off the bottom of the pile, Brock Miner. And it's going to be third down and 4, a gain of 3.
And a big down right here, and we could actually be in easily 4-down territory. Buffaloes need a hold right here.
Well, the clock just churning and churning and churning. We've had nothing but run plays, and there'll be 4 minutes left here in the first quarter when this ball is snapped on third down and 4. Wood, pitch play, Skinner follows his quarterback. Wood has a hole off the right side into the secondary, inside the 15. It'll be brought down at the 10-yard line. Inside the 10-yard line, they'll say near the 8. It'll be first down and goal.
And a big saving tackle there by Brock Miner. And now Miner getting up slowly from that right safety spot.
So going into the wind, on the ground, Ethan Skinner all the way on a drive that started at their own 26 after blocking a field goal attempt from Elm Creek. First down and goal at the 8, 3:45 to go in a scoreless first quarter. They'll split the backs for the first time. Wood gives it to Skinner. He fumbled the ball, and Elm Creek's got it. He fumbled the ball, and Elm Creek has covered it. It went straight down to the ground, and no problem there to cover the football. Devin Hollowell and a first break of the ball game for Elm Creek. The blocked field goal was the first earned break for Hemingford, and Skinner just didn't grab the football that time, and Elm Creek will take over.
And what a big play at the 3:41 mark of quarter number one as the Buffaloes defense gets the turnover.
So the first turnover of the ball game, they'll mark this first and 10, and we will call it the 10-yard line of Elm Creek. Scoreless first quarter. And out of the I formation, Christian Best, right side, and he is hit as he comes to the line of scrimmage and falls forward for a couple. Turek in there on the stick for Hemingford. And you're really getting after it. I think these guys are fired up now. The nerves are gone. The cold is gone. They're ready to get after it, Chuck.
Yeah, they are, and the red and black really just moved the ball down their first attempt at moving the ball, and now we just need to get the Buffalo offense in gear and going back to the east.
It'll be interesting, I would think, if Elm Creek's going to take a shot with the wind at their back, it might be right here as they will put Best out of the backfield. And the snap, back to pass. Here we go, rolling, Crowley, rolling, rolling, rolling out here in the flat. It is caught and knocked out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. Hit hard was Christian Best. It'll be a short gain on the play and bring up third down and 3. So the first pass play, but they elected not to go deep. And is completed pass, but the clock stops with 2:57 to go as he's knocked out of bounds.
Well, we got 5 yards out of it, Doug, and we got a manageable third down here where we can go with the Buffaloes either through the air or get it back on the ground and get Christian Best on a roll.
And the Hemingford defense going on a day like this, it's tough. You got to pick your spots to get up and move around a little bit with this wind whipping. Stolp the right end. And again, they've got Best lined up in a slot to the left side with Thornabar, the only man in the backfield. Here comes a blitz. Crowley gives it to Thornabar, runs left side, tries to run over a man. He does. He's got the first down and more. 20-25, still churning, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the Hemingford 30-yard line. Did he step out maybe a little bit before that?
I think they're going to call him maybe at the 28.
Good enough for a first down, though. A gain of 11 for LaShawn Thornabar, and Elm Creek picks up their second first down here of the ball game. 2:51 to go in the first quarter. It's 0-0 in the D1 semifinals.
And we'll see what they brought back in. I see Nick Crowley came over from his head man, and he got it from Jace. We'll see what kind of play the Bobcats have to face out of the offense of the Buffaloes.
First down and 10, just inside their own 28-yard line. And Crowley under center takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to his fullback again, and this time nowhere to go for Thornabar. He barely got back to the line of scrimmage before he is gang tackled by the Bobcats. It'll be second down among those in there on the tackle. Ethan Skinner got off the bottom of the pile.
Matt Davis was there to slow him down. He didn't make the finishing tackle, but 210-pounder right there at that middle guard spot. Loss of one for Thornabar.
And pretty big boys on the line. Elm Creek may be a little bit bigger up front there, but not much. You've got your center and your guards offensively and defensively, a 200, a 230, and a 240. And now on second down at 11, out of the shotgun, it'll be a quarterback keeper. Crowley trying to find some room. He makes a spin move to get to the first, get to the original line of scrimmage, and then stretch forward for about a yard. Should get him back to a third and 10 situation. So hit in the backfield, a different play there for Coach Jace Doolin. And with a minute 55 and counting, it'll be third down and 10. Ball at their own 28-yard line. Elm Creek in a scoreless first quarter here in this D1 semifinal on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah, Bobcats, and even 200 pounds about an average on defense, so a real solid team. They're not anybody really huge, but they are very well across the front balanced.
Do you go to the air here, or do you try and take advantage of maybe the corners playing back a little bit? Five men in the box for Hemingford. They'll pitch it to Best. Best can handle it cleanly. He will be tackled after a short gain to about the 29-yard line, and that'll bring up fourth down and 9 yards to go. That pitch was a little high. Cold football, didn't quite grab it cleanly, and now a punt coming up as Brady Turek retreats to possibly return this football. He'll stand back at about his 15, still backpedaling.
Yeah, but a nice play by Best just to bring it in, Doug. As you said, as hard as that football is right now, and its fingers getting cooler as we go under the one-minute mark here in quarter number one, it was a nice play to bring it in by Christian Best.
So the Buffaloes did not take advantage of the fumble recovery, and now they're ready to punt the football away.
Turek and Skinner back to receive the punt.
Hollowell waiting at his own 15. Here comes a little pressure. Good. High punt. Look at that baby fly, and it's going to die in the end zone for a punt of 51 yards, and that's as good as you can do. We didn't need the wind for that one. He really got it to turn over, and that will push Hemingford to the 15-yard line, first down and 10. They'll have to go into the wind for one more play if they run it. 33 seconds to go here in a scoreless first quarter. So Hemingford, three and out. Elm Creeks took over at the Bobcat 36-yard line, 37-yard line, moved it down to the 19, could not convert a 36-yard field goal. Then Hemingford marched it right down, fumbled at the 10, and Elm Creek just had to punt it. First down and 10. Ethan Skinner has carried it every single play. This time he comes up the middle, spins towards the 20-yard line, and he'll be brought down right there. But Skinner now starting to find a little bit more room to roam.
Yeah, give him a pickup of a good 4 yards on first down, coming up to help make the stop. Number 12, Nicholas Crowley.
And look at the strategy here by Elm Creek. They're going to call a timeout to force Hemingford to run as many plays into the wind here in the end of the first quarter as possible. So this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank in Kearney. First quarter, 24 seconds remain. It is Hemingford and Elm Creek scoreless in the D1 semifinal.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The state football playoffs on Classic Hits brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island and DinsdaleAuto.com. Second down and 5 for Hemingford at their own 20-yard line in a scoreless first quarter. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper, Wood. He avoids one man in the backfield. Then he is stood up, and they're trying to gang tackle him, strip the football, and he's able to push himself forward there, Chuck. And then a whole bunch of late flags come in.
Well, and you know, it's one of those where when the runner stopped, you don't often hear that whistle blow, and this could end up being against the Buffaloes here.
We have not had a penalty in the ball game, and with the wind howling, I don't know
it'll be hard for us to hear any wind or any whistles from our vantage point. That's exactly what it's going to be. Penalty against the Elm Creek Buffaloes. It was a gain of about three on the play, which would have set up third and two, but now it'll be first down for Hemmingford. So they stood him up, tried to strip the ball. Skinner would not go down. And then it looks like maybe they called him for the late hit. Personal foul, shot to the head is what they're going to call. And so that'll be a 15-yard penalty and move it to about the 36-yard line. First down and 10 as Wood gets the play from and Jacob Hortzman. And again, for Hemmingford, two blowouts and a close win over Blue Hill in the playoffs. They do not have to run another play if they don't want to. They do come over the football, and fullback Brady Turek tells quarterback Matt Wood, just let the clock run out. And so he will. We are through one quarter of the 2014 D1 State Football Semifinals. From a very windy Hemmingford, it's the Bobcats nothing, the Elm Creek Buffaloes nothing, and we'll be back with more state football coverage brought to you by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, huskerpowerproducts.com.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda along with Chuck Friesick back here on Classic. Hits the first play of this second quarter with the wind at their back. Wood will float it out here. It is completed to the hands of Hortzman, and Hortzman will have a first down in Elm Creek territory near the 30-yard line. First down and 10 in a scoreless first quarter, the first pass completion of the ball game for Hemmingford on their first attempt. So they got the wind at their back, Chuck, and they went right to it.
Yeah, and as we looked back to last year, the Bobcats only completed like five passes in the game last year against the Buffaloes, but three of them were for touchdowns, so we're going to have to watch that pass. When they do work it in, it seems to be very effective.
First and 10 at the 27, back to the I formation. Wood tosses it to Skinner, comes right up the middle, breaks a tackle, busts outside. They had him wrapped up in the backfield, it looked like, and he slid right through there. He will get close to the 25-yard line before he is pushed out of bounds by Christian Best and Austin Stolp. So it'll be second down and 7, 3-yard gain. And you can hear that wind whipping up even more. And we have put our microphones as guarded as they can be here at Hemmingford. Second down, 7.
And officially Skinner now, 11 carries, 52 yards.
Turek, that fullback on second down. They'll give it to Skinner off the left side. He's hitting the backfield. Hollowell has him. Hollowell won't let him go anywhere, and he'll drop him back inside the 30, about the 27-yard line. Depends on how much forward progress they are going to give Ethan Skinner. But so far, you've got to give credit, and they're going to actually give him the line of scrimmage of the 25. So it'll be third down and long, third down and 7 here for Hemmingford at the Elm Creek 25. And now here's where you've got that definite run-pass option. You know you've got two plays. You either take a couple shots deep, or you see what Skinner can get you on third down. Wood quickly under center. Hard count, takes the snap, rolls to his right, wants to throw, has all day, throws it towards the right pylon, and it is in and out of the hands of Johnny Manning. He slid behind the Elm Creek corner in Christian Best, and it would have been a touchdown had he held on to it because there was no safety there, and as hard as it is to throw it, it's also hard to catch it.
Yep, the coverage was coming, but they were behind him, and as you said, Jeffrey West wasn't going to get to him before he got to the end zone.
So it is fourth down and 7 for Hemmingford, and they will not try the kick that Elm Creek did earlier. They're going to line up with an empty backfield shotgun here for Wood. He's got twins to the right, single to the left, Skinner and Turek to the right. Wood on fourth down, rolls to the right, rolling, looking for that backside receiver, throws it underneath, and it is incomplete, I believe. We had no signal as they come over here to the sideline. The officials are discussing it, and they say it may be complete but short of the line of scrimmage. The official comes over and points towards Elm Creek as we are guarded by the Elm Creek players here, and that'll bring up first down and 10 for the Buffaloes. I think that's what happened, Chuck. They call it a completion but short of the first down.
Yeah, I believe Brady Turek may have been on the end, receiving end of that. But it will be short. As you said, as pickup, we'll give him a pickup of 4 on the play.
Looks like they'll mark the ball at about the 15-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Buffaloes. Closer to the 17. They didn't miss it by much. Maybe we're at the 20. Again, it's hard to see the pylons here. So out of the shotgun, going into the wind, Thornaber in motion on the jet sweep. They give it to him, and he is going to be hit immediately and strung out, the tackle made by Tanner Benn.
And good defense there by the Bobcats. And this is going to be a loss of yardage for the Buffaloes on first down.
And that's happened to them two or three times now, Chuck. And you don't want to be playing from behind the chains. It looks like they'll call it a loss of about 4. And it'll be second down and 14. So don't want to get closer to your own end zone. And that's where Elm Creek is here. We are scoreless in the first half of play. 10 minutes to go here in quarter number 2. Ball marked at the 11-yard line of Elm Creek. First down and 10, turn to second down and 14. Crowley under center. He'll turn, he'll roll, he'll try to keep it himself, and he is going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage again. Two negative plays going into the wind here for the Buffaloes, and Turek is all over the place. Also in there is going to be Tanner Benj. Got some big boys getting into that backfield, and it is going to be third and a long ways to go, third and 20, and then you've got that punt facing you into this 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, they have, and that defense has really put a tough spot here for the Buffaloes of Jace Doolin. See what he comes up with on third and about, like you said, between 18 and 20 yards to go.
Figure a very conservative play call here. Crowley under center, takes the snap. He's back to throw. Rolls to his right, avoids the rush, throws it out here into the right flat. Jump ball, and Stolp can't make the catch. I think he was more concerned about Brady Turek turning around and picking it off. But Turek had no idea where the ball was. Risky play, but I think they can come back to that later, actually, Chuck, because Stolp had the advantage of knowing where the ball was. If he would have done the old post-out basketball move, he probably could have hauled that in for a first down.
Yeah, it actually, ball was thrown well by the quarterback, and nice throw by Crowley into this tough wind.
But now Hollowell, who had a 51-yard punt with the wind, will stand in his own end zone with the ball marked at about the 7-yard line. Let's see if he can get out of there quickly. High snap. Here comes some pressure. Low line drive kick comes straight to the side of Elm Creek, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. It's about a 20-yard punt. That's what Hemingford had when they punted the football. And a weird-looking one there. It went straight left. When it got up there, it went straight left, swirling, and spiraling like a top, and kicked out of bounds for Elm Creek's sideline. And that's where Hemingford will take over. First and 10, their own at the 26 of Elm Creek, in a scoreless first half.
Well, they kept it low, Doug, because getting it in the wind was going to get him no distance, but the spin on it just didn't help him out a bit.
So, Hemingford trying to get on the board first here. They will put him in the I formation, Wood under center. Skinner, the I back, takes the pitch left side. Has a little bit of running room as he gets to the 20, and then is going to be shoved out of bounds. But we've got penalty flags. It looks like there'll be a hold on the edge. Anytime you run that ball to the outside and it's one-on-one, it's pretty obvious for the official to see the shove of the back. And this one will be the first penalty of the ball game on Hemingford.
Yeah, I believe Hollowell would have been out there to slow down that play, but he got held out there, and I think maybe it was held on Jacob Horseman. We're going to march this ball back, and that's something the Buffaloes needed right now, because that was going to be inside the 20 and close to the 15.
And Elm Creek has done a very good job when Skinner has tried to go to the outside. He's getting most of his yardage between guard and end so far in this football game, and most of it off the right side, guard and end.
So the first penalty against the Bobcats here in the ball game.
It is first and 10. Ball at the 19, or first and 19, excuse me, and Wood's going to hand it off left side and nowhere to go. Ball maybe fumbled. The Elm Creek Buffaloes say they have it, and they do. Buffaloes come off the bottom of the pile, and it looks like it's Crowley that covers it. Second turnover for Hemmingford, and a big one again. Anyone that we could get today for Elm Creek is going to be big, and we talked about it in the pregame. Got a hole out of the ball, and plus two right now for the Elm Creek Buffaloes.
Hannah gained more than the punt did, Doug. 8:53 left to go here in half number one.
Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Looks like they'll officially mark the ball at the 30-yard line of Elm Creek. And a pitch play, Thornabar trying to get outside, and he is not going to get outside. He does break a tackle before being thrown out of bounds by Jamison Wood. And he will stop the clock at about the 32 or 3. Did we get that penalty flag?
I believe there was a late penalty flag, Doug.
Again, it's sitting over here on the sidelines out of our sight, but our referee says a face mask is going to be called here on Hemmingford. Looks like the 5-yard variety, though. He did not give the personal foul signal. 8:45 remaining here in the first half of a scoreless D1 championship, and they will mark off the major infraction here.
No, they gave him the 5-yard gain and then gave him the 5-yard penalty for the first down.
Okay, so the officially will call it 5-5, and the ball's right at midfield here, going into this 30-mile-plus wind, and under center will be Crowley. He's going to run a little option to the right side as his pitch, the ball is loose on the ground. Christian Best trying to get back there and get it, and they're still fighting for it. It's still loose, and it is going to be covered by Hemmingford. Hemmingford, about 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, is going to fall on it. Wood was over there along with Benj. I think Tanner was the one that got it. And it's one of those, Chuck, where Best dove on it, but it is so hard that it slid right out from under his belly, and it is all the way back there at about the 21-yard line.
That's one of those, if it happens in September or October, Christian Best is on it, and he saves the bad pitch play. But now, 8:35, just shortly after the turnover by the Bobcats, the Buffaloes return the favor.
So, first down and 10 there quickly under center. They'll hand it off to Skinner. Skinner hit the backfield, spins, and Austin Stolpe will wrap him up with Hollowell and drive him backwards after a gain to the 20. A gain to 1. It'll be second down and 9. So the team's exchanging fumbles, and it just basically means a fresh set of downs here for Hemmingford. 0-0. Winds blowing out of the north at over 30 mile an hour on this Monday afternoon in the first of our four semifinals across the state in D1 and D2. Falls City, Sacred Heart, and Exeter Milligan will play in D2 at 4 in Milligan. Second down and 9. They will put Turek wide left, fake the hand, and give it to Skinner left side. There's some room inside the 15, inside the 10, and Skinner is into the end zone for the first touchdown of the game. Ethan Skinner, a 20-yard run over the left side with 7:53 to go here in the first half of play, 6-0 Bobcats. So Ethan Skinner, who just continues to score, finally breaks free off the left side, and Turek getting that key downfield block, getting him out there lined up to the left wing and opening things up for Skinner.
Yep, and a nice, and he knows how to finish it, Doug. He's carried it enough times. He carried it like 34 times in their meeting a year ago. So,
now, they did have Jacob Horseman warming up as a kicker earlier, but this is a team that goes for two. And when you're beating teams with the running clock all year long, that's what usually happens. So they'll line up to go for the two-point conversion. And we have got a whistle before the ball can get snapped. And it's going to be a timeout, Hemmingford. So Hemmingford is going to take the timeout before the PAT will take it with them. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. The first score of the game by Hemmingford. They lead it 6-0, the PAT, when we return.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, a 20-yard touchdown run by Ethan Skinner, and before Hemmingford can go for two, Coach Jordan Haas says, Let's call the timeout. So first down, turned into a touchdown. And it looks like they're going to change the play up now and put Wood in the shotgun. Back to pass, looking right the whole way, throws it underneath, and bobbling, and incomplete. They got it to Colt Foster, who had plenty of time to haul it in, but it was like playing with hotcakes out there or an ice cube on a day like this, so the two-point conversion is no good. Yep. 7:53 to go here in the first half. 6-0 Hemingford. Elm Creek gets the ball when we return.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
You're listening to the D1 State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. And Matt Wood ready to boot it away. Jacob Horseman has to hold. And that really gives you about six guys. And now he gets it planted into the tee. He will not hold it, and they're ready to boot it away. And if he can get it in the air, should be no problem, but best tries to get to it, but it just sails into the end zone. And again, with that 30, 40-mile-an-hour gust at your back, it's going to be at the 15-yard line. So the first 6 points of the ball game belong here to Hemingford and Elm Creek. Again, the key here, even if you don't get in the end zone before halftime, is churn out a first down or two, use as much clock as you can. Don't let Hemingford have a couple more possessions with the wind at their back.
Yeah, especially with a short field, Doug, you need a couple of those first downs to get it at least out towards the midfield marker before you start kicking it away, if you have to kick it. It'd be better if we could just get a Buffalo touchdown.
So a two-play, 21-yard drive after the teams exchanged fumbles. And they'll go back to an I formation. Thornabar, the fullback. Bass, the I back. Rolling out, the quarterback, Crowley, decides to keep it off the left side, and he'll come forward about the 20-yard line. And those are the kind of plays that the coach has to be very pleased with. If you can pop that off on first down, give yourself some options, find some spots out there. You know you're going to have to grind it out going into the wind. Hemingford in the first quarter never even looked to throw into this wind. Now, Elm Creek did, backed up at their old goal line on 3rd and 20. They took a risk, but it was incomplete.
Yeah, if you could just pop one of those maybe short passes when, you know, you aren't forced to be 3rd and 15, 3rd and 20, it just might work because, as you said, Stolpe was out there.
On that left side is Devin Hollowell. Also over there is Nate Bartling. They're running behind him from time to time. Over him defensively is Tanner Benge. Now they'll send Best in motion to the right side, run the quarterback keeper that way. Coming up across the 25 for a first down will be Crowley. He's going to be brought down about the 28, 29-yard line. He did the old little head and shoulder fake. Instead of going outside, he cut it back up inside. Looked like a nice college option move right there for Nick Crowley. Ran it very well.
Hey, just wonder if the Buffaloes haven't seen something in the Bobcats defense where they're giving everyone to Christian Best, and now Crowley may have found a little bit of a crease.
I think they're just using another blocker out there, and now they're going to send Hollowell and Best wide to the left. Leave Thornabar, the lone man in the backfield, as Crowley will come up under center. First down and 10 at his own 28-yard line. He'll take the snap, hand it to Thornabar off the right side, breaks a tackle, gets to the 30, breaks another one to the 35, still on his feet, working his way towards midfield, and he'll have the first down just crossing the midfield stripe. And Thornabar, who they lined up in the backfield once earlier, they wrapped him up immediately. This time, brings it up the field, and they'll say his knee is just short of midfield at the 39-yard line. Great run.
Yeah, nice run by LaShawn. As you said, he broke two or three tackles. I now have him unofficially for 21 yards on 6 carries.
Every yard hard earned, anything over a 2-yard gain is a bonus here today. 6-0 Hemingford, 6.5 to go in quarter number two. Elm Creek on the march at their own 39-yard line. And this time they'll run it to the outside, making a man miss. Crowley looking for a crease, and as he heads up the field, he'll be hit 2 yards
into Hemingford territory by Colt Foster. And it'll be second down and 8.
And we've stayed away from Christian Best on this drive, and Crowley gets an extra 2.
Well, Christian Best getting out there not only as a decoy, but this young man, a senior, one of the reasons he is a bruising running back is because he can run you over, and he can do that even if he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah, and, you know, over 2,000 yards. If they could just get him to the crease once, he can show them what they can do.
Got a couple kids that have run for a ton of yards this year, Best for Elm Creek and Skinner for Hemingford, who I believe is over 5,000 for his career. Second down and 8. Back to pass into that wind. Crowley has pressure. Lofts it out here to the right side, and it is underthrown, and it just as well have been. Even if Stolt catches that, he's going to lose yardage, and that shows you how tough it is to throw it into that tough, tough wind.
Yeah, and a lot of pressure right up the middle by Hemingford, and on the lead there was Colt Foster.
You remember the beginning of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where the storm comes in and they're going to cancel Christmas, and that's how windy, and it's blowing all the Christmas ornaments all over the place? That's what this reminds me of, without the blizzard snow.
There we go. Let's get a touchdown.
I'm an old man reference. Third down and 8. Elm Creek is at the 39-yard line. I'm Hemingford trailing 6-0 here midway through the second quarter, and they'll toss it to Best. Gets a good block on the left side, makes a man miss, has the first down. And he'll get inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. And that's the key, making men miss and breaking tackles. And Christian Best, touching it there for the first time in quite a while, takes advantage.
Yeah, first carry here in the second quarter. He had 7 of them in the first quarter, but he's first here in quarter number 2.
So Elm Creek, on a drive that started at their own 15-yard line, has been able to move it to the 29-yard line of Hemingford. Still all kinds of time, 5.5 with the clock running.
Nice block out front by Bartling that time.
He is a hoss. Hollowell will get set at the left defensive end. They'll go back to the I formation as Nick Crowley checks the defense. Got a little 5-3 look here. Crowley will take the snap. Pitch play Best. Ooh, he was hitting the backfield. Makes that man miss and got back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, and Thornabar, I think, took a helmet on his knee or on his ankle. He is wanting out of the game, hobbling over here in a hurry. And Brady Turek anticipated the snap count. He was back there really the same time that Best caught the pitch.
Yeah, and one of those pitches, and a good job again by Christian Best. And it may sound repetitive, but just catching that pitch, Dudge, is quite a play this afternoon.
No gain on the play, but luckily they didn't lose 2, 3, or even more. Second down and 10, Elm Creek at the Hemingford 29-yard line.
Brock Miner now in at the fullback spot, the 190-pound sophomore.
Let's see if this changes what they want to do. They're going to go with a pistol formation with the running backs off to the left. Back to pass, Crowley looking, throwing it deep, high into the air. It's hanging. Hollowell cannot get there. There was a little contact, but that pass was uncatchable down at the 9-yard line. And on the cover again is Turek in 3rd and 10.
So after throwing just once in the first quarter when they had the wind, they're now 0-for-3 into the wind here in quarter number 2.
And I would estimate we're going to see a run here. They had that second and third down play. See what they can get taken advantage of. Had a one-on-one coverage downfield. And it's just run under it and hope you're the first one to it.
Yeah, and Thornabar is still here on the sidelines for the Buffaloes.
And they will put Miner, the lone man of the backfield, and put Best in the slot left. Crowley under center on 3rd and 10 at the 29. And the ball is fumbled in the backfield. And Miner trying to get back on top of it does. So you've got a new man trying to touch the ball for the first time. And he's going to lose a couple. It'll bring up 4th down and 12. And I would not be surprised to see a punt here. You're at the 31-yard line. You're not going to kick at 31 yards. You've got a chance to pin Hemingford inside the 15. And that is exactly what they're going to do. Hollowell is back to punt it. And Hemingford is not even really going to drop anybody back.
Turek's now taking about 2 or 3 steps back, but that's about it.
Yeah, everyone's still within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. And the low line drive kick, boy, that didn't go anywhere. That went about 10 yards, 12 yards. It went to the first down marker, actually. It's going to be a 12-yard punt. It was 4th and 12. The punt goes 12 yards, and that's not exactly what Elm Creek was hoping to get. But it was quick, it was low, and it was to nobody in particular. But with nobody back, you can afford to go ahead and kick that ball maybe a little bit more to the middle of the field. And so I don't know if he mishit it or if that's exactly what they wanted. The play took about 2 seconds. Snap, kick, bang, it's out of bounds.
Right. And we're going to make the drive be at least 60 yards. So we got a little bit more of a defensive field. Let's get a stop.
So Hemingford will take over at the 20-yard line, and Skinner off the left side again, has some running room, gets to the 25, gets to the 30, gets to the 33-yard line before Austin Stolp gets in there on the tackle with Nick Crowley, and that is not what the Elm Creek defense wanted to see right there. They want this clock to run. They want Hemingford to have to earn every yard, and they're going to pick up about 13 to the 33.
Yeah, he got that punt back plus a yard there on first down, and it's going to be first down with about 3:30 when they break huddle.
Yeah, those are the killers because you're thinking, well, we just went for it on fourth down because they're right here anyway, as they will put the Turek to the left on a little slot play. They'll give it to Skinner. He'll step over a man at the line of scrimmage at the 35, gets to the 40, and then is going to be pushed out of bounds for another first down.
Finally knocked out of bounds there by Nick Crowley, but as you said, not till he had a first down, so a pickup of 14 for Skinner.
Stops the clock with 3:18 to go here in the first half. Hemingford 6, Elm Creek nothing. Hemingford on the move again. They have really done well with the wind at their back here in quarter number two. And don't forget, Hemingford they took the ball to start the first half, but I think they still get the choice. They'll fake it, hand it off to Skinner. Skinner, as the ball ended up on the ground, and it didn't develop there, as they'll drop him behind the line of scrimmage. The quarterback in Matt Wood dropped the ball. And, again, Chuck, remind me here, Elm Creek will get the choice to start the third quarter. It'll be interesting to see, do you take the wind or do you take the ball? I take the wind.
And once again, a great defensive job out there by Devin Halloa. He's done a nice job at that right defensive end spot, slowing that down.
And, again, the score may have a big to do with that as well. If it's 6-0 instead of 12 or 14-0. Under center, the ball dropped again, but Wood picks it up, hands it to Skinner, looks for some running room. Best gets him from behind at the 36-yard line, and they'll be able to drop him there. Barely getting back to the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost a yard or two.
Yeah, good job by Christian Best, and Crowley came up to finish it off, and this should be no gain, but he see if they mark him inbounds or out of bounds.
And the clock is stopped with 2:35 to go, and you take a look here at third down and about 13 yards to go for Hemingford. They are at the, and now they are going to wind the clock. So they took a long time to spot it and wind it. The ball is at the 36-yard line of Elm Creek.
I think maybe we had a little equipment over here for one of the Buffaloes, Doug, is why they were holding the clock.
Third and 13. See what they can get on third down. Let's see if Wood wants to go to the air or not. No wideouts. Back to the I formation. They'll go counterplay Skinner. He's hit by Bartling, and Bartling drops him for a yard loss at the 37. It'll bring up fourth and 14. The play fake fooled nobody. They have their eyes on Ethan Skinner.
Yeah, I have him now 19 carries, 95 yards. We just need to get out of this half, Doug. Unless we get the ball back, we just need to stop.
So the clock continues to run under 2 minutes to go. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. Hemingford 6, Elm Creek nothing. Fourth and 13 coming up here at the 37 of Elm Creek. They're lining up to go for it here, and a deep pass could be as good as anything here for Wood. He goes with a hard count, trying to draw the offside, and instead Hemingford will call the timeout. That'll be their second timeout here of the first half. They used one before a PAT. So with a minute 29 to go before halftime, it is 4th and 13 Hemingford at the Elm Creek 37. It's the Bobcats 6, the Buffaloes nothing. You're listening to the D1 State Football Playoffs brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda along with Chuck Friesick here at a sunny but extremely cold and windy Hemingford, Nebraska. The D1 state semifinals. The winner goes to the other end of the state, Memorial Stadium, next Monday for the state football championship right now. And Matt Wood, at this same time, we should say now, Matt Wood is back to punt the football on 4th and 13. Here comes pressure up the middle, but he does get the kick away.
And coming up the middle there, Thornabar is back in, and that ball rolling, but got into the end zone, hustling down there to try and down it was Denton Payne, but it makes it into the end zone, a 37-yard punt. It'll be brought out on a touchback to the 15-yard line, and it'll be first down and 10, Elm Creek. They've got a minute 20 to go. They've got their timeouts, but you have to imagine, keep it on the ground. You do not want a mistake here. Take that 6-0 deficit into halftime, and if Christian Best or Crowley can break one off, so be it. But let's see what they decide to do. And plus, Hemingford only has one timeout, so they can't just call timeout three straight plays and make them punt in the wind.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they punted it there, Doug, with only one timeout left.
So first down and 10. Again, Thornabar after the injury is back into the ball game. And Crowley under center. He will pitch it out here. Thornabar trying to follow the block of Christian Best. Gets to the corner and barely. He's shoved out of bounds. And that stops the clock. And that's another thing that you don't want if you're Elm Creek. Stay in bounds. You do not want to give Hemingford the chance to keep another possession in this football game. And I have to pick up the pieces over here. It's going to be a gain of about 2. Second down and 8. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, talk about the rest of the state football playoffs, maybe even recap what's going on this last week at state volleyball. Merritt Lawson will also have a sports update for you on a day where UNK is looking for a new head football coach and Nebraska is trying to lick their wounds after a loss to Wisconsin. Second down and 8. Back to the I formation. They'll give it to Christian Best. Good seal-out block. He's got some room down the left sideline. 20, 25. And he's going to get to the 30-yard line for a first down. And that'll stop the clock, but it also moves the chains. So now Elm Creek has the rest of the first half in their hands. They can run three plays and run the clock out. Or if they get another big first down, then they can utilize their timeouts and try and get in the end zone with 1:07 to go. 6-0 Hemingford. Ball at the 31. Of Elm Creek.
Yeah, big first down there. Now we could just get the Buffaloes on the move. It'd even be bigger, Doug, if we could even just sneak in a touchdown here.
They've done fairly decent between the 20s. They just haven't been able to pop one in. They're even plus one in the turnover department, but when they turned it back over, it was two plays later and a 20-yard run, Ethan Skinner. First and 10, Crowley out of the I formation. He'll give it to Bass, looking for the right side. Has room to the outside, 35, spins, makes a man miss, and Colt Foster upends him at the 39. A gain of 8, it'll be second down and 2. Now this is where Elm Creek has to make the decision, and it looks like the decision has been made. A timeout will be called by the Buffaloes with 32 seconds remaining. And so first down and 10 turns into second down and 2. They are 41 yards away from the end zone. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It is 6-0 Hemingford here on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Doug Duda, Chuck Friesick, our producer-engineer, back at the studios in the warm confines of Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Caleb Henry, we have 32 seconds remaining here in the first half. 6-0 Hemingford, 2nd and 2 Elm Creek at their own 39-yard line. They've busted off a couple of nice runs here, but they may flat-out run out of time. The key here again, don't force the issue on 2nd and 2. They'll drop back to cover the pass here on a little stunt play. Pitch comes up high on the elbow, but Best has it, gets to the corner. 35, 30, down the sideline, but cannot tightrope, and he's finally knocked out of bounds near the 22-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 19 yards on the play, and getting out of bounds stops the clock with 24 seconds. And Christian Best turning that corner, Chuck, had he just had another yard width over here, would have been able to keep it in bounds, but he lost his balance trying to get it back on a tightrope and then was cleared out by Turek.
Yeah, he still did a nice job coming down here for about 8 yards on that tightrope. As you said, had he not been able to do that, we'd have been closer to midfield, but he's got it deep now into the Bobcats territory.
And they'll mark it at about the 22-yard line. Again, first down and 10, Elm Creek. They'll pitch it short side. Best, he's hit, comes forward, spins again, makes a man miss. And he'll get inside to about the 20-yard line. He was wrapped up there by Matt Davis. And now Elm Creek will call a timeout with 13 seconds left here. A lot of running just to get a minimal gain. But again, Best has done a great job of avoiding going down on first contact.
Yeah, and it looks like a little bit of momentum, at least the offensive line and the running backs now. It looks like Thornabar and Best, after Crowley made a couple of those nice runs, Doug, have opened it up just a little bit.
Elm Creek will call their second timeout with 13 seconds remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And we are going to keep it here as Elm Creek trying to stick one in here, and they might be at a position where they're going to have to throw the football, Chuck, just because there's not enough time left here. It was a gain of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 7. The ball is at about the 19-yard line, just across the 20, inside the 20 of Hemmingford. And you got to figure 2 plays, if you were really lucky, 3, with 13 seconds and 1 timeout remaining.
Right. We had Hollowell open on that right flat one time. We could just get it back over there, and then Stolpe was out there in the flat, and maybe we can find one of those receivers. Stolpe's on the right side.
And so on first down and 10, they're going to put Christian Best in the slot to the right side. Thornabar as a blocking back. Under center is Nick Crowley. He throws it over to Thornabar. He's going to run it to the right side. Gets to the 15, to the 10, runs over a man, dragging a man to the 5, and he is going to go out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. And Elm Creek's going to have about 1 play remaining here before halftime, and what a difference this play will be. Tie it, take the lead, or be behind at halftime.
Yeah, pick up a 14. They're going to mark it at the 5, Doug.
So first and goal at the 5. You could get 2 plays off. That first one would have to be an extremely quick pass that runs 4 or 5 seconds, and you hate to trust the visiting timekeeper on something like that. But it is first and goal at the 5 for Elm Creek. Down 6-0, 6 seconds to go here before halftime. They'll put Best in the slot left. Again, Thornabar, the lone man of the backfield. Do they run the same play? Crowley and a flag for delay of game. Oh, my, my, my. That is costly. 5 more yards, especially when you might run the ball. You could have run the ball at the 5. Much tougher here at the 10.
Yep, and they were... I had not seen the back judge start the count, Doug. Sorry, I missed that for you.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. So same formation, back to pass, looking to set something up for Christian Best into the corner of the end zone, but he overshoots him, and time runs out. So they are looking for more time to be put on the clock, but there's no review in high school football. Coach Jace Doolin saying, hey, we're getting homered right here. There should be more time on the clock. And the official is saying, nope. And that is the end of the half. So they tried to run a quick play, and the drive is stymied at the 10-yard line. So Elm Creek has moved the ball, and we'll take a look at the official stats here at halftime, but they have not been able to get into the end zone. We are at halftime of the 2014 D1 State Semifinals. The West Bracket, it is Hemmingford, the defending Western champions, leading Elm Creek in a rematch of last year's quarterfinals. Hemmingford 6 and Elm Creek nothing. Last year, it was 7-6. Elm Creek had the lead at home before Hemmingford went on to the 20-7 victory. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll talk some more football. We'll have a sports update back at the studio with a lot of things going on locally and in the state when it comes to football. So stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
And welcome back to Hemingford, Nebraska. I'm sure a great place to spend some time. I'll tell you what, when we came through Bridgeport, I said, there's the golf course. There's the couple of Nebraska, some things you want to look at when you're on vacation. I'll come up with that word here in just a minute. But it looked like if you wanted to take the family out this way, there's some things you can see in the western part of the state, whether it's Fort Robinson or Chimney Rock or Jailhouse Rock or whatever the case may be. You can see some rocks out here, and it is hard as a rock right now at Hemingford with temperatures of a high today of 23, winds blowing over 30 miles an hour, the wind chill between 5 above and 5 below. But I'll tell you what, the town is decked out beautifully. They have got Hemingford Bobcat flags, red, black, and they are downtown and then around the football field here. And they haven't wavered once. They are just straight out and whipping. And it is a cold, cold day. But the teams seem to be handling it. Two fumbles lost by Hemingford, one by Elm Creek, which two plays later was turned into the only touchdown of the ball game. And it is Hemingford 6, Elm Creek nothing. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. With our producer engineer Caleb Henry and Chuck Friesick, I'm Doug Duda. Here in Hemingford, the winner advances on to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And Chuck, I think we've got a wide open ball game. I think the decision that Jace Doolin and his coaches make to start the second half will tell us a lot. Do they believe that they can go into the wind and score? Or do they want to try and play an even third quarter and have the wind for the last 12 minutes?
Well, yeah, because like you said, probably if you're going to receive the ball to open the third quarter, you're going to start at your own 15, and then you're going to have to get it out of your own territory. And we played a lot of that in the first half. Actually, the yardage I have very, very balanced. The turnovers 2-1, penalties fairly even. And taking a look at the offensive totals for the Bobcats, unofficial for the first half, I have them 2-for-3 through the air for 19 yards. For quarterback Matt Wood, and on the ground I have him for 20 carries and 97 yards, and of course Ethan Skinner, a big part of that, carrying it 19 times, Doug, for 95 yards and the only touchdown of the ball game.
Well, we will run down everything for you here coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, but we do have a lot of sports going on in our area. UNK dismissing head football coach Daryl Morris over the weekend. Bob Crocker, the defensive coordinator, attended the MIAA meetings today. And so we will talk a little bit about that. Coach Bo Pelini and his weekly press conference. A lot of pointed questions again today from certain members of the Nebraska media about why Nebraska continues when they lose to lose the way they do, which is frustrating to Nebraska fans. Yet they are 8-2 and in the nation's top 25 with two more games to go. And Chuck, nobody that I talked to before the season thought that this team was going to go better than 10-2. There might have been a couple of 11-1s out there. It's just who you play, when you play, how you play them. And there's still a chance to get to Indy. It's a very vague chance because Minnesota actually controls their own destiny, and that's who rolls into Lincoln on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what bothers me, I think, about Minnesota the most, because I think the seniors will come out, and I think Bo Pelini's teams have basically bounced back most of the time, even though they've taken a rough one like this on the chin, whether it be in Indy or whether it be here after their trip to Saturday to play that game. But, you know, it's going to be tough.
Nasty.
It's going to be tough.
Nasty.
And it's going to be tough. Minnesota comes in there controlling their own destiny. It's probably going to be cold, and they like to run the football. So you're going to have to score when you get their opportunities and not give them any extra opportunities.
Well, we will take a break where your score is Hemingford 6, Elm Creek nothing at the half. When we come back, Merritt Lawson with a sports update here on Classic Hits.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
With a look at this afternoon's sports on Platte River Radio, in for Doug Duda, I'm Merritt Lawson. A new day of UNK football will begin next year as Daryl Morris will not be returning. And UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinski told us why he made the decision.
I just wasn't pleased with 3-8 for the two consecutive years that I was here. I saw improvement. I saw things happen, but I got impatient. And at the end of the day, it was affecting our student-athlete experience. And that was what I felt was hitting home with me the most. And so the student-athletes are, and what's in the best interest of the program is what I've continued to stay focused in on.
Also in today's press conference, he explained what he's looking for in a new head coach.
First is that I want somebody that has a heart and mind for the student-athlete, somebody with high integrity, somebody who is a passionate recruiter, someone who can teach the X's and O's, somebody who can relate to people. I'm really looking for an individual that has credibility and has character. Having Nebraska ties would be preferred. Having a connection to the MIAA would be preferred. And understanding the scholarships and how they work is ideal.
Another coach that's having a rough Monday is Bo Pelini after the Huskers fell to Wisconsin on Saturday. In today's press conference, he was asked what the plan is for the rest of this season.
What we came here to do was win a conference championship and win a national championship, and we're going to fight tooth and nail to keep trying to get that done. But I'm not going to sit here and apologize. The time I'll start apologizing was I stopped working. I believe that the program gets on the right track. We have two more games left in the season, and then hopefully a good bowl game if we can finish this out right.
Also, don't forget that Monday Night Football will be on tonight on your ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 as Tennessee and Pittsburgh will battle. Pregame will start at 6:45 and kickoff at 7:30. Also today is the 8-man semifinals. And we're nearing halftime on Classic Hits 98.9 as Elm Creek is battling Hemingford in the first game of the D1 semifinals. Hemingford has a 6-0 advantage. It's a turnover-plagued first half with the win playing a big factor. 6-0 Hemingford over Elm Creek as we near halftime. The other D1 semifinals bring down Port Chickley and Guardian Angel Central Catholic kicking off at 6. In D2, Exeter Milligan and Falls City Sacred Heart will kick it off in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Then at 7 o'clock, Maxwell and Anselmo Myrna. You can stay on top of all those games by going to PlatteRiverPreps.com and seeing the live football scoreboard. And it's been announced that Omaha's CenturyLink Center will be a host site for the 2018 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament in 2018. The East Regional will be in Boston, the West in Los Angeles, the South in Atlanta, and the Midwest in Omaha in 2018. Winner of each regional will move on to the Final Four.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda, Chuck Friesick with you from Hemingford. Again, can't say enough to Jordan Haas, to Pete Gomez. They are the athletic directors out here and many fine folks for thinking of taking the time for the visiting radio broadcasters that are here to bring you Elm Creek football on Classic Hits and, as always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, we've had a ton of action throughout, not just the regular season, but we went through volleyball, we went through the football playoffs. Go to our podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com for any of the games that we have broadcast this year. Free download, use as you want. There are a lot of pictures, including state volleyball, district volleyball, football throughout the year from our games. You can download and use as you want as well. That's PlatteRiverPreps.com. At halftime, Hemingford 6 and Elm Creek nothing. A tough day to score. But ironically, Chuck, as we said, it was 7-6 last year on not a tough day to score. So maybe it's more in our heads than it is the players' heads out there, these conditions. But definitely it changes things when you're going into the wind.
Yeah, definitely. And the cold has still made an impact, I think, on a couple of the balls that have hit the field on who might have recovered them and those kind of things. But as you said, it was a defensive standoff last last year for a half, and we have found the same to be here in the first couple of quarters of play. Let's take a look then at the Elm Creek Buffaloes. This is the way I have unofficially in the first half. Nick Crowley's thrown the ball five times. He completed his pass in the first quarter, and that was good for 5 yards to Christian Best. Then he was 0 for 4 in the second quarter, so 1 for 5 for the Buffaloes in half number one for a total of 5 yards. Christian Best kicked it out 12 times as he carried it in the first half, 7 in quarter number 1 for 18 yards, and then it got better in quarter number 2 as Christian Best carries it an additional 5 times, but now has 58 yards at halftime for the senior running back of the Buffaloes. Nick Crowley, the quarterback, also had a nice quarter in quarter number 2 as he carried it a total of 5 times for 23 yards, had a yard in quarter number 1 and has 24 yards at halftime. LaShawn Thornabard, the man who leads the blocking for a lot of the good running plays for the Buffaloes, has also carried it 8 times for 38 yards. One carry then for Mr. Miner as he carried it, and that was for a negative 3 yards. So unofficially at halftime for the Buffaloes, I have him for 27 carries and 117 yards on the ground, 122 total for the Buffaloes, and an even 116 for the Bobcats, Doug. So very, very balanced here at halftime.
Yeah, it just felt like Elm Creek moved the ball a little bit better here today. Hemmingford had one nice drive and then fumbled the ball at the 10-yard line. The second time that they touched the ball, they moved it about 50 yards on that drive alone. And then the key was when they turned it over the second time, they did so at the Elm Creek 26-yard line. It ended up rolling out to the 30, and then just 2 plays later, they gave it right back, a pitch play that Christian Best couldn't get cleanly. He went back and jumped on it, but with the conditions, the ball popped out from under his belly, and it was about 4-on-1. Hemmingford was going to get a chance to get the ball, and they do cover the football out there with Tanner Benj, and that was at the 21-yard line. 2 plays later, Ethan Skinner around the left end for the 20-yard touchdown, the 2-point conversion pass. And don't forget that if this thing ends up 6-6, 8-6, a one-score game back and forth, they had a completed pass, but it was just bouncing off the receiver, Colt Foster's hands, and he couldn't grab it before he stepped on the sideline. So the 2-point conversion was no good. That score came with 7:53 to go in the second quarter, and that's where we're at, 6-0 here at Hemmingford. And again, the winner will advance on to play in the semifinals. And next week, that is the middle afternoon game at 2:15 on Monday against either Guardian Angels or Bruning Davenport Shickley, two teams that have put together outstanding runs so far. Guardian Angels knocked off the number one seed in the East Friend 46-26, while Bruning Davenport Shickley held on to beat undefeated Heartland by a score of 24-20. I think BDS had almost the toughest schedule around. The difference was they were the number two seed with that loss to Friend in the last few moments, and Friend ended up being the number one seed in the East bracket going undefeated. They're just underway in Milligan with Exeter Milligan hosting Falls City Sacred Heart. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, and Samuel Myrna will be at Maxwell. And you'd like to think, well, it's going to be colder, and you'd like to think that the wind would go down, but that is not the forecast tonight. So they chose the 7 o'clock kickoff in Maxwell, and that is going to be a pretty incredible conditions tonight. So best of luck to those ball clubs. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report wraps things up here. We're about ready for the second half. Chuck, the teams have come out and established their positions, but we also have the Class A, B, and C championships determined. Every game will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 next Monday and Tuesday. And unfortunately, a unique circumstance in Class A. You've got Omaha North, the defending champion, rolling everybody. And because of a personal issue, Omaha Creighton Prep coach Chris Nizzi stepped down over the weekend after he coached his team to a semifinal win.
Yeah, and that's always a tough thing for the kids, and you hope that everything turns out well for the school and also for the past coach at Creighton Prep.
And in Class B, Omaha Scutt came out and beat Scotts Bluff. Elkhorn came out and beat McCook. They will have the final championship on Tuesday night in C1. Should be a physical game as Aquinas back in the finals yet again. We'll take on Hardington Cedar Catholic. 4 consecutive years that Aquinas has made it into the finals. And in C2, Ashland Greenwood and Boone Central Newman Grove. It'll be the final game coached by
Arnie Johnson at Boone Central Newman Grove. He's had a heck of a run. He was the Shrine coach last year. He announced before the season that he was going to retire, and this will be it, and he could go out as a state champion. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Hemmingford 6, Elm Creek nothing. The second half is coming up.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek. Kelly's Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
With our producer engineer back at the studios, Caleb Henry and Chuck Friesick, Doug Duda with you here as we're ready to start the third quarter of play. Hemmingford 6 and Elm Creek nothing. And Elm Creek trying to do what Hemmingford did last year, Chuck. Go on the road, keep winning, and make it to Lincoln.
Yeah, and they've got a chance right here. Like I said, the momentum, as you said, seemed to maybe go back to the Buffaloes, even though they're down a touchdown. And, you know, they did try that field goal, so they have a little bit of faith in their kicker, Quintana. And, you know, if it could even be end up being 7-6, and that still sends you to Lincoln.
Well, the extra point, or the, as you said, the extra points could become crucial, because 2 points is what Hemmingford goes for, and Elm Creek's not afraid to kick it. They did have that 36-yard field goal blocked early on their first possession of the first quarter. So Elm Creek has decided to take the ball here in the third quarter, but that means they will go into the win. Christian Best will go back there. Thornabar's back there. Hollowell's kind of back there. But you expect Matt Wood to kick it into the end zone. So the key, again, is just like the last drive, Chuck, for Elm Creek, move the ball, chew up clock. If you score, that's great, but let your defense try and slow down Hemmingford and make it no worse than a one-score game going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, if you could get that win back and be down 6-0, you'd probably feel real good for Jace Doolin and the troops.
And the kick sails into the end zone, one hop to the back pylon, and Elm Creek will take over at their own 15. But, again, they have been moving the ball. They had great field position in this exact same situation. They kicked off to start the game. Hemmingford went three and out, had a 20-yard punt. Elm Creek had it at the Hemmingford 37, got a first down down to the 19, but couldn't get inside the 15 and eventually had the field goal blocked.
Yep. We're going to send Trampy, Hubbard, and Bartling, same three up front for the Buffaloes.
So we're ready. A half a season left for one of these great football teams, and what a year Elm Creek has had. They were preseason number 8. Hemmingford has been number 1 all year long and not challenged outside of twice. This is only the second game all year that Hemmingford has not been up by more than 20 points at halftime. The other one, Blue Hill, ended up 12-6 when it was scoreless at halftime. So first and 10 of their own 15. Nick Crowley sets him down to the single back. Christian Best will be in motion. They'll lead him as a blocking back, pitch it to Thornabar, and there's nowhere to go that time for LaShawn, as it was well read by the defense of the Bobcats.
Yeah, Brady Turek, one of those up there to help make the stop. We're going to give him a gain of 2, though, Doug.
Falls forward, tackles forward. Those are important yards, too, on a day like this. If you can get tackled forward, you're going to get 2 more yards, and that's exactly what happened there for Thornabar. So Best, they've moved him around a little bit more when they've been going into the wind. It was basically I formation the whole first quarter. Now they'll go back to that I formation on second down and 8, and they'll roll to the right side, looking to run the football, and 15-20, and down right there will be Christian Best.
Yep, we're going to look at the bottom of the pile, and this time the Bobcats, again, number 21, will be close to the bottom of the pile, and that'll be, again, Brady Turek.
So a gain on the play of maybe a couple, call it third down, and a short 6 or a long 7, depending on how you want to look at it. And you got to hope for Elm Creek's sake that they can at least get one first down. So third down and long
Same I formation. They have put Matt Wood out here on the right side to come crashing in. They'll roll it that way. The block is made. Best nowhere to go. Runs right into the tackling that time.
I think Colt Foster was the one who stood there and held his ground for the Bobcats.
So three plays that do not establish a whole lot. In fact, they may even lose a yard on that one. Fourth down, and we'll call it 7 yards to go. They'll mark the ball at the 19. It's more like fourth and six nonetheless. They've got to punt it into this howling wind here at Hemmingford, trailing 6-0 as that American flag in the south end zone continues to whip. The winds are out of the northwest. And back to punt it away will be Hollowell. He's had a 20-yarder and a 12-yarder into the wind. Back to return it will be Turek at his 35. I doubt the ball will get that far. Waiting is Hollowell for the snap. Here it comes, a little pressure. He'll get the kick away. It is straight in the air, and this could end up being a negative kick as it takes a bounce backwards inside the 25 and close to the 20-yard line. This will not make it 10 yards. And so just like the first quarter, the third quarter starts the same way. Just flip the coin for who has it, and the ball will be marked at the 20. That is a 1-2-yard punt.
And it was up there, Doug, and it just got into that wind, and that's just how strong it is here in Hemmingford this afternoon, and it just started going backwards.
You got to figure Hollowell was just trying to drive it low and instead got under it. So first and 10 at the 20. Wood will hand it to Skinner off the left side. He's going to be hit by Hollowell as he gets to about the 18-yard line. But, again, a day where you have to take your chances. Elm Creek chose to take the football, and now their backs are against the wall after going 3 and out. A gain of 1 to the 19 is the official spot.
And even the official out there, Doug, you can see them now starting to tighten up a little bit. The cold weather starting to impact everybody who's been out here for the entire ball game. 9:15 when we go to the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 9 on the I formation. Skinner again off the left side. Has just a little bit of a seam. He pops into the secondary, and he's going to be close to the 10-yard line. May have enough to move the chains here. Looks like his knee hit just short. So it'll be third down, Ethan Skinner, and now they're going to maybe even bring the chains in. Well, they looked at it and said no. So it'll be third down and 1 after an 8-yard gain there by Ethan Skinner. It's that time of the year where you may need the chains brought out, and the chain gang would do that for you, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where you're at, they'll get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair. It is third down and 1 at the 11-yard line of Elm Creek. Hemmingford's opening possession here of the second half. They already lead it by a score of 6-0. Back out of that I formation. They're actually going to put Skinner as the fullback, and Matt Wood will keep it. They'll try and push him forward over the left side, and he's still running inside the 5, and he's working his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Matt Wood just being shoved the entire way, and Elm Creek's got a man down after getting bent over backwards. That's Bartling, slow to get up. Hollowell, slow to get up. And it's a strong play. It's an illegal play, but it is a strong play because when Skinner lined up as the fullback, they just wanted to push Wood and took him off that left side, an 11-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, that's one of those, Doug, where they used to have that assisting the runner a lot more get called, and anymore it's just pretty much wide open out there. And it was about a 2 or 3 yard gain for Matt Wood, and then the lineman just got in behind him and pushed him the final 8 into the end zone.
They were able to double him back over, and now an important 2-point conversion here as they totally spread the field and keep Turek in the backfield. Option pitch to Turek. It ends up on the ground. The 2-point conversion will be no good as Thornabar covers the fumbled pitch. With 8:25 to go in the third quarter of play, it's Hemmingford 12 at Elm Creek nothing. You're listening to the D1 State Football Playoffs here on Classic Hits.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it?
with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See CappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The state football playoffs on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com are brought to you by AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at AGXCEL.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil, and Hemmingford ready to kick it away with the wind at their back. One more time, and Wood, no problem, pops it into the air, and Best watches it sail into the end zone. It's 12-0 Hemmingford, 8:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. There's plenty of ball game. Elm Creek has moved the ball, but now it is going to be gut check time going into that wind. Hemmingford knows that they're going to run the ball. Elm Creek has to make sure that if they do try to put the ball in the air, that they don't turn it over. But again, just like at the end of the first half, Chuck Friesick, they are going to have to scratch out some first downs.
Yeah, and Thornabar and the boys are just going to have to turn it up. They had a little bit of success right there towards the end of the first half. We just need to get that rekindled here in half number or quarter number three.
They're going to empty the backfield and put Thornabar and Best both off of the end on the left side. And let's see if it's a quarterback run that way. Crowley will hit from behind and drug down. And just a backside tackle that time. The ball might have actually went flying out of bounds on the tackle and coming over there to drop him down. That may have been Skinner to run him down from behind. Also over there is Jamison Wood. So not much there. It looked like a good idea, but they saw what was coming and just blitzed hard from the backside, and Skinner was right in there.
Yep, looks like they may have given him a yard, Doug, but he earned every bit of that. And as you said, that backside just closed quickly.
Again, they're going to empty the backfield. They're actually going to go four wide with Crowley in the shotgun. This would make me think quarterback draw. Let's find out. On second down and nine, Crowley will send Best in motion on the jet sweep, and there is the quarterback draw. Run off the left side, 20, 25, down the left sideline, 30. Midfield, it is Nick Crowley into Hemmingford territory to the 30 and pushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Beautiful run that time. You put 29 and another 13 for 42 yards on the run by Nick Crowley, the biggest play of the game for Elm Creek, and they're back in Bobcat territory.
Yeah, nice block coming back inside there by the Buffaloes on the outside. He had to cut it from the inside of the out, and they sealed the corner, and down the field he went.
So 37?
I have 38.
38-yard run that time. We'll make it first down and 10. Down 12-0 is Elm Creek, but they are inside at the 27-yard line of Hemmingford, first down and 10. They'll go back to the I formation with Thornabar, the fullback. No, they're going to have Miner, and the snap is fumbled and falling backwards. Elm Creek looks like they got it. It looked like Crowley may have had his foot stepped on, because as he came out from under center, he was flailing and falling backwards, and the ball went straight up in the air. They couldn't get to him that quick.
Now in a loss of 7, Doug, and that just makes those yards that much tougher when you make it 2nd and 17.
So they are very small errors, but Elm Creek has done that to themselves. In fact, they had it 1st and goal at the 5 with 6 seconds to go before halftime, and then a false start cost them 5 yards and made it tougher, and they didn't get in.
Thornabar back in at fullback.
2nd and 17 at the 33. Pitch play Best. Going to the right side, he's got to avoid a whole bunch of people, and Ethan Skinner is going to wrap him up after a yard gain. It'll be 3rd down and 16. So they're in that 4 down territory, but into the wind. They punted from this position before. This will probably determine on 3rd down yardage what they will do on 4th down, and they've got a long way to go, and Thornabar is going to check out again. Again, he hobbled out in the first half. Looks to be okay here, but he's going to check out a play and come over to the near sideline.
Yeah, and the way the punting's been going into that wind, Doug, you just not even sure they're even going to punt it on 4th down here with under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Down 12-0. Brock Miner is back in there. Christian Best is lined up in the slot left, and Nick Crowley the quarterback, and we have got whistles, and it looked like maybe time was running out, and Elm Creek is going to have to burn a timeout to avoid the delay of game. 6:42 to go in the third quarter of play of the D1 state semifinals on a windy day in Hemmingford. It's the Bobcats 12, Elm Creek nothing. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Doug Duda along with Chuck Friesick. We are here at Hemingford. Glad that you have made Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com your choice for state football playoff action as Elm Creek taking on Hemingford. Brought to you by Husker Power Products and Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. It is third down and 16 for Elm Creek at the Hemingford 32-yard line. They had a fumble on first down after a 38-yard run. Thornabar is back in. And on the slot right side is Best. Crowley under center. They go with that inside handoff to Best, and he is crushed in the backfield by Matt Wood. And that'll bring up fourth down and long, and they burned a timeout to set up a play that lost them 5 yards, and that's one that always kind of sticks in your craw a little bit, Chuck. You line up and run a play that you haven't run the whole time, and when it's third and long, you alert your players during a timeout to stay on your assignment because you're going to see something a little different.
Yeah, it was, and Mr. Best and then also Foster just too many of the Bobcats right there.
Fourth down and 19 for the Buffaloes going into this 30-mile-an-hour wind here at Hemingford, and they will line up to punt it. Hollowell's last punt, 2 yards, and it set up the second touchdown for Hemingford. So Hollowell waiting, and again, nobody back deep here for Hemingford. Turek's about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And now we've got another whistle and a delay of game on Elm Creek.
Oh, man.
So now you have mark at five more, and it's fourth and 24, and they're actually going to be punting inside their own territory now. So they were at the 28 of Hemingford. Now they're at their own 39.
Deep.
And again, you, when it's time to punt it, you punt it. There should not have been a delay of game. Everybody was ready to go.
And Cody Larson, the only Bobcat, that's over 10 yards past the line of scrimmage.
The punt is away. That's a decent punt. Bounces at the 20 to the 15, and it'll roll to about the 14-yard line of Hemingford. So you get about a 27-yard punt and no return, and that's our best punt of the day for
Actually,
either team.
That was a very, very
Outside
good punt.
Outside of the 51-yarder, excuse me.
That was a very, very good punt into this wind. I was going to just make the incorrect statement that I don't think he'd get it back to the first down marker, and he did. So a nice job there by Hollowell. Now we just need a defensive stop.
It's up to Elm Creek now. They will have to play that tight, tight defense. It is not a short field. They've been good when making Hemingford have to drive. On first down and 10, it's Skinner time. Hit in the backfield and then thrown forward to about the 17-yard line as Stolp just grabbed him and threw him forward. And they are doing a good job of getting a hand on Skinner in the backfield, but he is such a bowling ball to bring down, 195-pound senior. Going to be a gain on the play of about three. We'll call it second down and a long seven. 12-0 Hemingford, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here in Bobcat land in the Nebraska Panhandle, trying to get back-to-back trips to the state championship in Lincoln. I formation and Matt Wood will hand it off to Skinner, the second man through, and there's nowhere to go. The ball may be loose, and Elm Creek's got it. Elm Creek's got it again.
Thornabar.
And Thornabar has it, the third lost fumble for Hemingford, and now Elm Creek must cash in. They will have great field position at the 16-yard line, first down and 10.
It was one of those that looked like the running back may have already been by when the ball was handed out, and Skinner couldn't just get back to it. A nice job by Thornabar to put it in the hands of the Buffaloes.
So for the first time, Hemingford turns it over in their own territory. First and 10 at the 16-yard line with 4:53 to go here in the third quarter of play. Elm Creek can get right back in this football game here in the third quarter. Thornabar in the backfield. Christian Best. They'll give it to Thornabar around the left side. Christian Best with a good block. Gets to the 10, gets to the 5, gets to the end zone. Touchdown, Elm Creek. LaShawn Thornabar from 16 yards. And I'll tell you what, you had Christian Best going up against the outside backer who just stood him up, but he held his ground against the bigger guy. And Best with a great block, and Thornabar
just did a little Rob Gronkowski grunt into the end zone. Touchdown, Elm Creek.
Yeah, and a best play a lot bigger than 165 on that block on the outside, Doug. He got out there like a wide receiver, sealed the man he needed to seal, and Thornabar finished it from there.
Thornabar recovers the fumble. Then he scores on the next play. Elm Creek is going to line up to try and kick the extra point into this wind. It's 12-6, and here is Chris Quintana to try and knock it through. Nope, it's a two-pointer. Quintana will throw to the end zone, and it is caught by Bass for the two-point conversion. They came hard because they blocked that field goal in the first quarter. They overcame in, didn't cover Bass, and the two-point conversion is good. 4:47 to go in the third quarter. It's Hemingford 12, Elm Creek 8. You're listening to the D1 State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Well, for the first time today, we will have a kickoff into the wind with Quintana ready to boot it away. Elm Creek on the board now, trailing 12-8. And Quintana, low squib kick, bouncing around at the 20, picked up at the 15-yard line, up to the 20, Skinner, 25, and he's trying to break another tackle, stood up and thrown down at about the 27-yard line.
Brock Miner there to make the stop for the Buffaloes, and Doug, looks like a little bit of spirit has come to the Buffalo sidelines for their fans. Now if we can get the defense to get us another stop.
Scoring will do that for you, and as you can see, most of the guys huddled up near the space heater, they're not the ones that have been on the field. They're trying to stay warm on special teams, and it'll be first down and 10, Hemingford. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter, and if Elm Creek can keep them out of the end zone here, they'll have that win at their back and an advantage, even though they're down four. So Wood under center on first down. He'll turn. He'll hand it to Skinner right up the middle. Skinner makes a man miss. Bartling helps knock him down with Thornabar, but a nice gain out to near the 34-yard line. Second down and about two to go here for Hemingford as Johnny Manning runs in the play. Again, they rotate ends to run in plays here for Coach Jordan Haas. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. D1 semifinals. Second and two. Skinner the only man in the backfield, and we've got penalty flags before this play gets going, and it looks like it's going to be a motion penalty, a rare penalty in the game, and a rare penalty against Hemingford. That'll set up second down and seven, Chuck. And again, a different look. Very few times has Skinner been the only man in the backfield.
Yeah, it is, and it's probably one of those places where, outside of being a lead blocker, there's no sense in putting anybody else back there because you know who's going to get the football.
You know right now, with 16 minutes remaining in this game, the chant can be, let's get to Lincoln. That's what it's all about right now. Second down at about 7 yards to go here. Skinner again, the lone man in the backfield. Turek to the left. They'll give it to Ethan off the left side. He gets the first down as he will cross the 35, close to the 40. Again, that's the same formation that Skinner scored the first touchdown on when Turek was off the left side and he ran over the left end. That time he gets a nice gain, and they'll move the chains just short of midfield at the Hemingford 39.
Unofficially now, Skinner with 24 carries for a buck 25.
Tough running for Ethan Skinner, but a kid that averages well over 220 yards per football game. And so right now, it is a good defensive effort for Elm Creek. They just cannot let him bust one on the I formation. They'll give it Skinner again off the left side. Jumps over a man to the 35, then stood up. Bartling will help throw him backwards. And again, he won't go down. But finally, they get the play, and here comes a late flag in the Hemingford sideline. And we saw this earlier, Chuck. Skinner was stood up. You have to make the determination of when the whistle blows, and this is going to be a major penalty against Elm Creek. 15-yard unsportsman, not a personal foul, so that's interesting. A late hit would be a personal foul, so I don't know what happened after they got out of there. Maybe somebody shoved somebody, but it is a 15-yard penalty after a gain of about 4 to the Elm Creek 37. This will be marched off all the way down to the 22 with the wind at the back of Hemingford and 3:24 remaining here in the third quarter. In fact, they'll walk it off all the way down to the 20. That was a pretty good walk-off there.
Yeah, they'll be right inside the 25, Doug.
Okay, 25, excuse me, not the 20. Again, it'll be first down and 10. Wood ready to go. He'll take the snap. He'll fake the handoff. He'll give it to Skinner left side. Cuts back against the grain and slips as he makes that cut. Crowley will end up bringing him down at about the 21-yard line. You have not seen Skinner cut it back very often here today. He takes it left, he takes it right, and he takes it right up the numbers. That time, though, he cut it right back over his nose guard for Elm Creek, and Crowley came up there and made the tackle.
Yeah, man, that average is over 11.5 yards per carry, and the Buffaloes have slowed him down. We just need to get a stop here.
Second and 6, Skinner, the lone man of the backfield. They give it left side. He's got a little bit of a hole. He's going to work his way to the 20 and then get stood up and thrown out of bounds again by Miner, close to the 15, the 14-yard line. And if he's at the 14, that'll be enough for a first down for Hemingford. And it'll be first down and 10 just inside the 15-yard line as the white hat
short. I think they got him short by a yard.
Will not give him the first down. Ball was marked on the 25 to start things. I'm a little surprised you don't have the chains coming in here, Chuck. The ball's right on the 15. And again, we don't have the vantage point to see, but they went quarterback sneak last time, and it looks like they'll do that again. And Wood straight ahead, follows his center. And again, that pile continues to move, and he's going to crash inside the 10. He had an 11-yard quarterback sneak for a touchdown on the last series.
So once he gets it stood up, there's just no whistle at all, Doug, and it's been the same way on a couple of those penalties against the Buffaloes, and now Wood with another big gain, and this is going to put it inside. We'll see how deep they get it. As I said, it's awful hard to spot it from our vantage point here with 2:36 now as they wind the clock.
It looks like the ball will be at the 2-yard line. So he came 12 on the quarterback sneak, first and goal at the 2. Wood out of the I formation, Skinner the fullback. Again, they're going to go quarterback sneak off the left side. They've got that figured out. 12 men standing things up. And finally, into the end zone for the Hemingford touchdown. So every time that they line up Skinner at the fullback, it's just man on man, push as much as you can, and a 2-yard touchdown run for Wood. And that negates the Elm Creek advantage as they get ready for a two-point conversion, 18-8 Hemingford, 2:16 to go in the third. All the scoring has been here in this third quarter except the 20-yard Ethan Skinner run midway through the second. So they're 0-for-2 on two-point conversions. Can they deny him yet again? Probably quarterback sneak it again. Nope, they're going to throw it, and this time it is caught by the tight end, Colt Foster. He dropped the first one. They ran the same play again, and this time it is good. So with 2:16 to go in the third quarter, the D1 semifinals, Hemingford 20 and Elm Creek 8. We'll be back with more after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank. the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, Asa Carlson, the left guard, Denton Payne, the center, Jacob Horseman, the left end. They have just allowed Matt Wood to walk behind him here lately as the kick with the wind behind him. Christian Best is going to be able to return this one, the first one of the game. Five comes to the left sideline, 10, 15, spins. He's going to be wrapped up there. They stand him up, and finally he'll be drunk down near the 20-yard line, out across to about the 22, it looks like. 23, first down and 10. And for once with the wind at the back, Wood wasn't able to kick it through the end zone.
No, Johnny Manning out to make the stop for the Bobcats, and Matt Wood, who'd only carried the ball 34 times for 85 yards during the whole season, now has 26 yards here in the ballgame this afternoon on just three carries and two touchdowns.
All of them inside the red zone, Doug, due to Chuck Friesick, and as Chuck said during the break, why wouldn't they just do that every time now? Because they're getting big-time yardage. So they answer the Elm Creek score with eight of their own, 20-8 I formation. They'll mark it at the 24-yard line of the Buffaloes. Turn handoff, Best hit immediately. In fact, he stood up, bent back over. No gain on the play as they shot off the line that time. Tanner Benge in on the tackle.
Yep, and that front, as we said, an averaging 200 pounds total, all eight men for the Bobcats, and nobody over 230, but they stay solid at right around that 200-pound mark. They're going to give him about a yard.
Again, Elm Creek needs to keep this drive going. If they do, they'll get the fourth quarter win behind them. The clock running with a minute 40 to go in the third, 20-8. Wind still at 25 to 30 miles an hour and howling. Out of the I formation, Elm Creek. Crowley changing the play, takes it to Thornaber, who takes it to Best. They turn and talk about it. Best off the left side has a little bit of a seam, and he'll squeak forward to about the 30-yard line, knee down at the 29. And a short gain of about three will send up third down, and we'll call it six, maybe five officially.
Yeah, Hollowell with a nice lead block up there to make the positive gain. Yeah, let's give him a total of five.
And a chance here for Elm Creek to move the sticks. And if they can do that, they can run the quarter out. Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Third down, 5 yards to go here for Elm Creek, needing the first down. Thornabar is going to get the run around the right side. Makes one man miss, needs to run forward. Now counters and has room. 40 down the left sideline, 30. Can his speed get him there? 20, 15, and the ball comes loose, and it's covered. It's covered by Elm Creek at the 16-yard line, 14-yard line. Getting on top of that lost ball from Thornabar is going to be Austin Stolp. Thornabar kept breaking tackles, kept trying to get into the end zone, and then had the ball popped out of his hands, but a huge, huge recovery by Austin Stolp.
Yeah, and a nice run down the side by Thornabar, and then, as you said, he tried to make one extra cut, and a nice pickup of 37.
So a 37-yard pickup makes it first down and 10. The ball will be marked at the 14-yard line of Hemingford. Elm Creek would not have to run another play here, but they are lining up to do so into the wind. Nick Crowley with Best to the right slot. Here comes a blitz. He will send Best in motion behind him. Take the snap. Thornabar right up the middle. Gets to the 10, and he is able to drag folks with him to just outside the 10. They'll mark him between the 10 and the 11. That's the final play of the third quarter. Elm Creek's got 12 minutes to get it done in this frigid semifinal at Hemingford. But now the wind at their back. It was 6-0 at the half. Hemingford outscores Elm Creek in the second quarter or third quarter, 14-8. But Elm Creek's on the march. It'll be second down and 7 at the 10-yard line of the Bobcats. 20-8 Hemingford when we head to the fourth quarter after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda, Chuck Friesick, along with you here, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, live from Hemingford, the D1 State Semifinals. And your score is the hometown Bobcats 20 and Elm Creek 8. But Elm Creek
has it second down and 7 at the Hemingford 10-yard line for the first play of the fourth quarter with that big wind at their back. If they can continue to move like they have offensively throughout this game, I like the way they're moving it, but the big plays, sometimes they get stymied after the big plays, Chuck.
Yep, let's just get right in behind Trampy, Hubbard, and Bartlett and get a touchdown here, Doug.
It's going to be an I formation. Thornabar stands about a yard and a half behind Crowley, and a yard back of that is Christian Best. He'll empty the backfield with Thornabar, leave him just Christian Best, quarterback keeper off the left side, and Hemingford is ready for it. They try to strip the ball, but cannot come out of there with it. It'll be a short gain to about the 8-yard line, a gain of a couple, and it's third down. So Elm Creek needing to get in there. Thornabar is going to check out, and that'll bring Brock Miner in. Obviously a whole different set and a man slow to get up here for Elm Creek, and that might be the quarterback. Nick Crowley, they decided to keep it in there, and Crowley has not stood up yet. He's on a knee, and they will have to take a look at the injury here, and that is, you can't afford any injuries, but Nick Crowley, when you run him into the middle of the line there, Chuck, he gets bent over, he gets turned over, you can get an extra crack at him, and that's what happened.
Well, and the tough thing is, it's get someone new off the sideline if you had to now in these kind of conditions, Doug. That snap from center to quarterback would be really, really tough.
Now, of course, Crowley missed a couple of games this year because of injury, so the backup has been afforded to do a few things, and over here, Dominic Johns is taking some snaps, the sophomore on the sideline, and they're going to help him off the field. That's not what you want to see, as they are helping the quarterback, Nick Crowley, off the field, and it looks like he may have picked up a little more yardage than we initially gave him, more of a 5-yard gain to make it third down and 2.
Looks like maybe the left ankle, I'm thinking, maybe.
And Crowley now gets to the sideline, rips his helmet off. You can tell he's frustrated. That was really the first time they'd run that play the entire football game. And Hunter Trampy, the center, will run out there with his new quarterback in number 33, Dominic Johns, 145-pound sophomore on a key third down. And now they'll call it 3, ball at the 8-yard line of Hemingford, trailing 20-8. Here at the start of the fourth quarter, Miner is the fullback. Best is the I-back. Miner will motion out of the backfield. It's a pitch play to Best. Best makes a man miss in the backfield, trying to string it out, turns up the field, and he is going to be inside the 5, and they'll mark him out of bounds. Looks like a first down for Christian Best, pushed out of bounds over here by the Elm Creek bench. And it'll be first down and goal, so credit to Johns for executing his first snap here in a crucial, crucial situation. Looks like they'll mark the ball between the 1 and the 2-yard line.
They got just a yard on the scoreboard, Doug. So
first and goal at the 1. And now the big part is to handle that snap. Johns takes the snap, bobbles it, it's on the ground. And it looks like Elm Creek covers it, but that's what you have to be afraid of, trying to go quick with your backup quarterback, and it costs you a down and it costs you a yard. They want to get into that end zone. They need to get into that end zone. 10.5 with the clock running in this ball game. 20-8, Hemingford. Last year they won it 20-7. Miner comes back in with the play along with the quarterback, Dominic Johns. Hollowell will be the end to the left, Stolp to the right. Everybody pretty much sure that it's going to Christian Best here. Miner, the fullback, trying to block for him. Second and goal. Johns will give it to Miner, and he is going to be stacked up and pushed backward, and that'll be the end of the play. Well, the ball comes out, and then there's a late penalty flag on Hemingford trying to knock the ball loose, it looks like.
I believe, yes, and this was due coming this time, Doug, because it had happened gone the other way. And it's just like maybe the players in the wind just can't hear the whistle out there, but the play has continued beyond the runners being stopped going forward. And now I believe we're going to have a penalty against the Bobcats.
That has happened twice to Elm Creek when they stood up Ethan Skinner. Here they stand up Miner and the unsportsmanlike conduct. And let's see if this carries with it an automatic first down. A personal foul would, but I don't think the unsportsmanlike conduct will. It's just a half the distance to the goal. And it's going to say second down. They haven't changed it yet. And the White Hat's going to again come out and explain the penalty. and it will remain. Now it's third down. So what it does basically is nothing. It gives you the yard that you lost on the fumbled snap on first down. Third and goal, just outside the one, out of the I formation again. Johns takes it, pitches it. Best tries to get to the left pylon. He's in, untouched, touchdown, Elm Creek. Christian Best, untouched to the left pylon, 20-14, 9:50 to go in the ball game. And the conversion coming up. Last time, they lined Quintana up to kick it and threw the two-pointer into the wind. Right now, Chuck, with the wind at their back, I would estimate that they will try to kick it. Now, they had a field goal blocked, and last time, Hemingford shot through the line on that two-point fake and got caught with their hand on the cookie jar.
And I'm guessing Quintana's told his coach that he's red hot back there throwing the ball too, Doug. So I'm sure that, you know, all those linemen always love to throw the football.
Well, it will determine if there's a lot of scoring what will happen in the conversions. But the holder here is Gabe Hubbard. Here's the snap. He puts it down. The kick is away. It's high enough. It's long enough. And it is good. So Quintana knocks through the extra point. A seven-point score for Elm Creek. 9:50 to go in this state semifinal with a trip to Lincoln on the line. Hemingford 20, Elm Creek 15 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And Quintana tees it up with the wind at his back. He'll boot it high and he'll boot it deep, and it's into the end zone for a touchback. Exactly what you want if you're Elm Creek. Now a 65-yard field here for Hemingford. 20-15. Hemingford with the lead at home, but going into the wind with 9:50 to go. And the Bobcats now facing what Elm Creek needed to do in the third quarter, and that's churn up yards and hit first downs going into the win.
Dominic Johns in at one of those safety spots now, Doug, for the Buffaloes.
Matt Wood out of the I formation. They hand it to Skinner. Everybody knows that's what's going to happen, and Skinner makes a nice run up to the 22, maybe the 23-yard line, and a nice first down run for Ethan Skinner. So, again, Nick Crowley, starting quarterback and starting safety, is over here on the bench. They're taking a look at an ankle. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Both teams have their timeouts. Elm Creek had to use one in the third quarter. It is second down and three at the 22. They'll hand it to Skinner, left side. Big hole, fights off a man, gets to the 30, drags him forward to the 32. Gang tackled there. In on the tackle, Johns. Jeff West was the first man there, and he'll get up off the bottom of the pile, but it's enough for a first down. And all of a sudden here in the second half, whether it's adjustments, whether it's the cold, whether it's getting stiff, more offense here in the second half by both teams.
Yeah, I think they probably figured out a little bit, and as you said, it's harder to get those hands wrapped around that runner. Runner knows where he's going to go. Under 9 minutes to go in the ball game in regulation.
The only other game going on, Falls City Sacred Heart 22, Exeter Milligan 20, halftime in D2. First and 10 here, and they'll hand it off Skinner off the right side, looking to follow his blocks, but he's wrapped up West and Thornabar over there trying to throw him down, and not much on first down for Ethan Skinner, but he is so hard to bring down. Thornabar and Bartling, two of the big men, bulk-wise, had to get the job done.
155 yards now unofficially for Ethan Skinner here in the ballgame. All right, we're going to see where they're going to come out. Second down and nine, and they're going to come out of the straight I formation. Five down linemen for the Buffaloes.
Gain of one on the play, second and nine. Try to run a little counter, but it's still Skinner. He comes up over his center, gets to the 35-yard line. He'll be upended there by Christian Best, and he's going to have a third down and about 6 yards to go A long six, a short seven. We'll call it third and six. Just under 8 minutes to go in the championship semifinal, the West final, if you will, here in Class D1. Hemmingford has never trailed in the football game. They lead it 20-15 and have the ball. Third down, they'll officially call it seven. Ball at their own 35-yard line.
Big down here for the Buffalo defense.
Get a stop, force the punt. On third down, they'll hand it Skinner. Left side, he breaks off a tackle. He stretches for the first down. It looks like he's right at it. He bounced right off of the defending linebacker who filled the hole there in Stolpe and Hollowell. And Skinner runs hard for a gain of eight and moves the chains to the Elm Creek 32-yard line. Great run by the All-Stater.
Yep, and that's one of the reasons he's got all those yards, Doug. He was stopped short initially and had contact and ran right through it for an extra 4 yards and the first down.
You can say it's who wants it more. Both these teams want it. They're both out there hitting pads. First down and 10, though. And again, back at the safety now is Jeff West. Still on the sideline is Crowley. First down and 10. You know it's going to Skinner. They give it to him off the left side. He gets underneath Stolpe, gets to the 31, and then is gang tackled right there. So, again, as they've done most of the day, Chuck, is that he is hit in the backfield, and not always cleanly. Sometimes it's a shoulder pad grab. Sometimes it's something off around the knees, but they are not able to finish things off every time against Skinner. He's going to pick up three.
No, and he just doesn't go down on that first contact. It's that yards after contact. You know, they used to talk about yak, yak, yak and all that, and he's definitely had a lot of it here for the Bobcats.
The wind has definitely not lessened. 30 miles an hour right into the face of this Bobcat team, second and seven at the 31-yard line of Elm Creek. Staying out of the I formation, Turek continues to do the blocking. Wood will turn. He'll give it to Skinner right up the middle. This time he has stood up, and Bartling Nate will bend him over backwards. No gain on the play. Barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Third down and seven. Our clock continues to tick here in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes remaining in the game. Hemmingford 20 and Elm Creek 15.
And Tyrone Hubbard now into that front defensive line for the Buffaloes, and they may go with four down linemen here.
He has been in and out of the ball game, switching in there when Johns has come back and forth, depending on what they want to do. Again, Hemmingford has all their timeouts, and they are a little late getting out of the huddle here. Let's see if they end up using one for Coach Jordan Haas. Third down, 7 yards to go at the 33 of Elm Creek. And they'll have the single set back in Skinner. They give it to him off the right side. He's hitting the backfield, and he's thrown down. He's losing three more. Back outside the 35 to the 36, Thornabar and company.
Hollowell also there to join him. Nice defense by the Buffaloes. We got it back to 4th and 9.
And a definite punting situation, but will Hemmingford roll the dice? They continue to let the clock run. You're in a position where maybe Elm Creek only gets the ball one more time. Let's see if Coach Haas uses the timeout, runs as much clock, or if he'll just have Matt Wood punt it away. I believe this is his first punt into the wind, isn't it, Chuck?
Yes, it is.
So here's the snap. It's low. It rolls to him. No rush at all. The kick is straight up into the air and over end. Elm Creek needs to get out of the way, and it actually bounces away. It may have hit Christian Best. Let's see what the officials say. What do the officials say?
Yes,
they
did.
Are giving the ball to Hemmingford at the 15-yard line. An enormous, hugely bad break for Elm Creek. They were looking up, trying to find the ball that only went about 10 yards up in the air. And as it came down, it bounced off Christian Best at its first and 10. Hemmingford with a chance to put this game away.
And it was one of those, Doug. It was almost impossible to figure out where that ball was going to come down once it got up into that wind. And unfortunately, Christian Best was the Buffalo underneath it that got hit.
It is so hard to not be in position, but it's first and 10 at the 15-yard line. They'll give it to Skinner, right side, spins in the backfield. He's hit, and he's brought down by Miner. Miner got him for a yard loss. Going back to the punt, Chuck, it's hard to move everybody out, but into that wind, it's almost one of those where you tell them as soon as they snap it, run to the sideline so that there's no problems, but that's just not something you practice. It's a unique situation. They were trying to get out of the way. They just couldn't locate the football on such a short punt.
Yeah, it was, and that wind is just, you just don't practice into this kind of wind.
It's going to be second down and 12. They'll mark the ball at the Elm Creek 17-yard line. Clock continues to move. We're down to 4:05 to go. Turek is slot right, Skinner in the backfield. Skinner up the middle, and he's decleated.
coming through Thornabar untouched, and Skinner will be helped up by Miner, but they are keying on him. And Chuck, do you take a chance and do something different? Skinner's your horse, but he's not getting anything done right now on the last five carries.
No, I've got him for actually a zero yardage on the last five carries, three of them negative carries, one for nothing, and then he had that five-yard gain.
Third down and 12. The season on the line here for the Buffaloes. 3:35 and counting. It's 20-15 Hemmingford, and they've got it at the Elm Creek 17-yard line. Third and 12, back to the I formation. Matt Wood fakes it. He wants to throw the football. Has time out here in the flat. It is complete to Colt Foster, and he is going to step out of bounds for the touchdown. A late signal. Colt Foster is able to keep his feet in and score from 17 yards out to make it an 11-point game with 3:19 to go. They had to roll the dice. They were overplaying Skinner, and what a call by head coach Jordan Haas.
It was one of those places, as many times as Skinner's had the ball, you couldn't not go after him, and this time it worked out just well. And as we said last year, that's the way the Bobcats put it in the end zone three times, Matt Wood's right arm.
And so they will line up to go for the two-point conversion to try and go up 13. Again, this is important. The ball's fumbled. It's on the ground, and the two-point conversion is no good. So a field goal, a touchdown, and a two-point conversion still gives Elm Creek a chance, but they are behind the eight ball. They are down 11 with 3:19 to go and two timeouts. Your score, Hemmingford 26, Elm Creek 15.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, 3:19 to go, and now kicking into the wind, Elm Creek is going to need a good return here on this kickoff. They should get a return. Last time they squib kicked it into the wind, did Matt Wood.
Yeah, it's one of those where you might even just see him squib it along the ground and be happy the ball ends up around the 35-yard line. 3:19, as you said, Doug, on the clock here at Hemmingford, and the wind continues to blow out of that west-northwest, and the flags have not come down to settle at all.
As we said, turnovers would be a big part of this ball game, and Hemmingford has taken advantage of them. Squib kick. It'll be taken by Miner at the 25, tries the left side, and Turek will bring him down at the 30. So good starting field position. But again, what is the status of Nick Crowley? The starting quarterback was knocked out on the last series, and he's the guy that can throw it, but instead he's out, and Dominic Johns comes back out, and that really... You can pin your ears back if you're the Hemmingford defense, because even if they happen to complete a pass, you're not going to fall behind in this football game. 3:15 to go. Elm Creek at their 30. And, boy, are the odds stacked against them right now. A couple of bad breaks as Johns comes under center. He'll pitch it to Best. Best comes to the right side, weaves his way through traffic, 35, down the right sideline. He'll be tackled near midfield, but it looks like just short of the first down marker between the 38 and the 39-yard line. But he's out of bounds. That stops the clock at 3:07, and each one of those is important because you will need two possessions, and you need to score quickly. A gain of 8, second and 2.
Yeah, nice play by the senior running back to get himself to the sidelines and out of bounds to get that clock stopped, because a couple of Bobcats had him about 3 or 4 yards before the sidelines, and he made it over to the sidelines to get the clock stopped.
Thornabar, the fullback. Best, the eye back, on 3rd and 2 at their own 38-yard line. Johns will pitch it to Best, hit in the backfield, and he will be dropped for a loss. Back to the 36-yard line again. He makes the first man miss, but the second man is Matt Davis. He'll drop him down. It'll be 3rd down and 4. And the clock continues to run. State football brought to you by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. HuskerPowerProducts.com. 26-15, Hemmingford trying to make it to their second consecutive state championship game. Elm Creek has never been in the finals. This is their first semifinal. And Brock Miner will check in the backfield. Best and Thornabar are all there. It looks like Miner might be the quarterback. Or will Best take it, and there's movement. Yep, see, you got a brand-new formation. You're trying to run out of the Wildcat. Lineman moves, a 5-yard penalty. You had 2nd and 2. Now you got 3rd and 9. And the wheels are wobbling really bad right now on the Elm Creek bus, Chuck, and that's too bad because they've played overall a really good football game against the number one team in the state.
Well, yes, and it's hard when you lose your senior quarterback in these kind of conditions, especially, Doug, and you get out there, and as you said, you had a quarterback who hadn't played a lot. We try something with the Wildcat, and we'll see if they go back to it. Looks like they're going to stay with the same formation out of the Wildcat. Best looks like he's going to get the snap.
So on third down and 9 yards to go. They will give it to Best. He will roll to his right, wants to throw, still looking. Now he's going to have to run, breaks a tackle, gets to the 35, and gets back to about the 38-yard line where it's going to be fourth down and about 2.5. The clock continues to run, though. 1:50, Elm Creek's got to go. It doesn't matter that it's 4th and 2. You've got to go. Fourth down. The season on the line on this play, 4th and all of 3, and huddling up. 1:35 to go, 26-15 Hemingford, and here it is, the last play if they don't get the first down. They're going to line back up in the I formation. Johns is back to quarterback. Thornabar, the fullback. Best, the I back. It is Best left side. He's got the first down into Hemingford territory. Breaks a tackle, still looking for yardage to about the 36, and that'll stop the clock with 1:15 to go. But now the clock is the opponent of Elm Creek. 26-15.
8-yard pickup for Christian Best. As you said, right now we need it into the end zone.
After the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Stay with us for the final numbers. Hollowell late getting set. They try and spike the ball, and they're going to get a 5-yard penalty. Hollowell's hand warmer had come loose from his jersey, so he ran over to try and throw it to the sideline instead of just throwing it on the field. They snapped the ball before he got set, so a 5-yard penalty when all they were trying to do was spike it, and they lost 7 seconds on that play and 5 yards. A team that hasn't thrown the ball much at all today for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, Buffalo's coming in here averaging less than 50 yards through the air, Doug, all season long, and so you don't expect them to be set, especially when your senior quarterback's over here and not on the field.
And the clock running again. Austin Stolp sets to the left side. They'll fake the handoff. Pressure on the backside. Johns tries to throw it out here and incomplete for Thornabar. That would have been for about 7 yards, and it brings up third down and 15. 10-1 Elm Creek. 11-0 Hemingford.
Now I don't know what we've got. We've got the meeting out on the field. Looks like Christian Best maybe had his uniform or some equipment, and they've got it straightened out.
Yeah, him and Matt Wood were talking there for a little bit, but 54 seconds to go. It's going to take a minor miracle right now for Elm Creek. They were ready to take over, trailing 20-15, and a short punt bounced off of them. They lost it, and Hemingford stuck it in to go up 11. Third down, Johns, inside handoff. They're trying the double reverse around the right side. Hollowell has some room, 35, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds well short of the first down. And when you know the tricks are coming, they're a lot easier to cover, Chuck.
Yeah, they are, and he came around the right-hand side. He's going to pick up, looks like, about 8 yards possibly here.
And it's going to be fourth and long because, remember, they had the 5-yard penalty. So, again, a fourth and long coming up here for Elm Creek. We'll call it fourth down and 7 yards to go. 45 seconds remaining, 26-15. They've actually only got third down on the marker here, Chuck.
Well, let's go with that.
All right. I may have misread it. So third down it is. Third down and 7. The clock at 44 seconds. Hollowell back to pass, has all day to throw, throws it as far as he can, his arms hit, it's underthrown, it is intercepted by Turek, and this game's over. He'll slide down, and Hemingford is heading back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln after the interception by Brady Turek with 34 seconds remaining. So the pressure was on. We talked about it early. You don't want to be in a position to have to force the issue in the fourth quarter, no matter who the team was, and that's what happened here. You lose your quarterback in Nick Crowley here in the fourth quarter, and Hemingford will have more bullets in the gun than Elm Creek as they line up to kneel on the ball. They'll just need the one snap, and this football game will be over. So for the second consecutive year, the Hemingford Bobcats defeat the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Elm Creek not picked to go this deep in the playoffs, and what a turnaround they had from the middle of the season. And what hurts more is it's going to be an even longer
bus ride home. As the final few seconds click off the clock, as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here in Hemmingford and bring you this D1 semifinal. Congratulations to Chase Doolin and this outstanding football team. Now let's see if Hemmingford can get it done. They were on the short end last year, 20-18 to Exeter Milligan. Can they return and get a chance at either BDS or Guardian Angels? The final score, the Hemmingford Bobcats 26 and the Elm Creek Buffaloes 15. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming up after this on Classic Hits.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Well, welcome back to Hemmingford again. Jordan Haas, not only the football coach, but the AD, and got to know him a decent here over the last couple of seasons because of all the times he has played teams from our listening area, and we wish them the best of luck. They're going to have to maybe fight a little bit better day because I don't think you've seen the full out what Hemmingford can do, because Matt Wood's outstanding. He can throw the ball, didn't need to today, but when he did, he hit the 3rd-and-12 play in the final 4 minutes that gave them what ended up being the winning margin here today, 26-15. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. One other game is currently going on in the state football playoffs. They are at halftime, Falls City Sacred Heart 22, Exeter Milligan 20, halftime in D1. At 6 o'clock, Bruning Davenport Shickley will host Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point. The winner of that will advance on to the D1 final to play Hemmingford. And then it will be Maxwell hosting Anselmo Myrna, the number one seed in the West. In Class D2, they actually have a chance of Anselmo Myrna and Exeter Milligan, the two number one seeds, meeting in the finals. But Maxwell and Sacred Heart will have something to say about that. Hemmingford and Elm Creek saying their congratulations. It looks like a little meeting and prayer possibly at midfield. That is now busted up, and the teams continue to celebrate on one side if you're wearing the red and white, and to talk about what a season was and to think about how close you were if you're wearing the blue and gold of Elm Creek. So they have had some outstanding athletes come through Elm Creek. They've had some outstanding football teams. Back in the day when you were an 11-man school but played 8-man and you had the Gridiron Challenge, Elm Creek did good in those playoffs, but that was a whole different baby. They have never played in this kind of a game, a state semifinal in the modern era. And Doug Dude along with Chuck Friesick, Chuck, Elm Creek played their hearts out here today. And I can't say that if it was a neutral, non-windy field that the change would have been any different. You just would have seen a different football game. I don't think the turnovers would have been the same. Obviously, the field position with the kicks and the punts played a big, big part in this football game.
Yeah, you just wondered what kind of special teams play you would have seen on a neutral, you know, on a field where the wind was down or it wasn't. Winds of 30 miles an hour and 15, 20 degree temperatures out here.
If you're a coach, you have to make decisions that you don't normally make. Like to start the third quarter. It was Elm Creek's choice. They chose the football, and so that means they were going into the wind, and they went 3 and out, had a very 2 yard short punt. Now, Hemmingford fumbled it, but Elm Creek fumbled it 2 plays later, and so they have the ball at the 21 yard line. And if it's the other way around, you can maybe it's all second guessing in hindsight, but to start the game, Elm Creek kicked off, forced a 3 and out, and had great field position. They didn't score, but that's how things broke down here today. And those are all coin flip deals.
Yep, you just never know where it's going to go from there, Doug.
Well, the final score here, 26-15 in favor of Hemmingford as they win the ball game. We'll take a look at the stats and maybe get a chance to chat with Coach Jay Stuland as well. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Doug Duda and Chuck Friesick here as the game is over and Hemmingford is back to Lincoln with a 26-15 win over Elm Creek. And Chuck has a look at the numbers of tonight's football game.
Well, unofficially for Elm Creek, I have them 1-for-7 through the air. The only pass they completed was a 5-yarder in the first quarter, and that went to Christian Best. And after that, they had 5 incomplete passes and the interception, which was basically at the end when they had the sophomore quarterback in. So a total of 5 yards through the air for the Buffaloes here this afternoon. On the ground, I have them 49 carries for a total of 249 yards. Christian Best, as he has most of the season, leads the Buffaloes as he carries it 24 times today for 89 yards. And excuse me, LaShawn Thornbard actually goes to the top of the charts as he carries it 12 times for 98 yards. So balanced running there between Best and Thornbard. And Nick Crowley also kicked in, had a big 38-yarder and totals 9 carries for 65 yards. He had 2 or 3 other carries. Hollowell came through with an 8-yard carry, and then the sophomore quarterback got sacked. Johns did towards the end of the ball game for a -1. So a total of 49 carries, 249 yards on the ground, 5 yards through the air on a windy, windy day, Doug, and not surprising that the numbers are really low on the passing side.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and kind of surprising that maybe one of the bigger plays of the ball game was actually the touchdown pass that sealed the deal for Hemmingford after the loss of the punt. Then they crush Ethan Skinner a couple of times, and Wood hooks up with Foster. 3rd and 12 at the 17. Foster catches it, gets his feet inside the pylon. Actually, I kind of thought that was a good deal that he scored instead of being out at the 1 or 2 where they could kill a ton more time, but just wasn't meant to be for Elm Creek.
All right, let's look at the totals for the Hemmingford Bobcats as they are 3-for-4 through the air. One of those for a touchdown for Matt Wood, the 195-pound senior quarterback. And that went, as you said, to number 80, Colt Foster. On the ground, Matt Wood carried it 4 times for 25 yards, but he got into the end zone twice for the Bobcats. Brady Turek carried it once for 2 yards. But the man, as you expected, Ethan Skinner, carried the ball a bundle of times today as he carries it a total of 39 times, picks up 166 yards. So unofficially, 36 yards through the air for the Bobcats, 193 on the ground, 229 is what I had the Bobcats for here this afternoon.
We talked about it, and it ends up being 4 touchdowns to 2, and it's an 11-point game because of the conversions. But Elm Creek moved the ball between the 15s, and Hemmingford took advantage of the short fields.
Yes, they did, and it's one of those things, you know, you just can't give it up that deep in your territory, and the conditions had a lot to do with that.
Well, let's turn the headsets over to Jay Stuland here. He's going to join us for just a moment, the head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, as Elm Creek's went deeper in the playoffs than they ever have. But, Jace, I suppose at this time that's not going to be the silver lining.
Oh, no. All the kids, they – it really hurts them. They really kind of – it hurts me, too, looking at them. I told them after the game, they got to be proud. They've gotten anywhere. They've gotten in as far as anybody in Elm Creek history in the playoffs, and it's hopefully a stepping stone for us. Hopefully it's just – now we get semifinals. Maybe next year we take the next step. Hopefully younger kids and – can really take this to battle and use this experience for the future.
How's Nick Crowley and what happened to him?
He got a ding on his head. He really took that sneak and kind of got stood up, and it was just kind of from the side of one of the back shots. And he's not. Hopefully, they take good care of him. We're gonna check on him. Definitely make sure he's all right. He'll fight for anybody on the team, and it's one of those things that hopefully he can really hold his head up high. I know it's a senior year and it's a tough way to go out, but we'll definitely put him in our prayers, and hopefully he can come back soon for basketball.
We're talking with Chase Doolin, the Elm Creek head football coach, here on the New West postgame show, 26-15 Hemmingford. Speaking of sneaks, that's how Matt Wood got in a couple of times. Unusual plays. Just kind of describe what you saw, and then you had to make short, quick turnaround there. I mean, they did that all in the second half. What did you see on those?
It was tough, and I asked the ref, and what I got from a reasoning of, because they just lined their two running backs up behind them in a split backfield, and as soon as they called Heike, they just ran right to him and pushed him, and it seemed like it was three guys running against all our guys, and other than the line, and the ref explained that as long as he doesn't extend his hands, it's not aiding the runner, and that's the way it is. Our D-line, we just had to get low. We had to create a pile so they couldn't run, and we were just standing straight up. It's tough when it's cold out like this to really kind of get low and get in a stance and fire off, and it's tough. One of those positions where we don't sub anybody in and out on defense, on the defensive line, so we couldn't really communicate. They're down in the end zone, so we're 25 yards away from them, and we're yelling at them to – they got to get low. They got to dive at their knees and create a pile. But they got a heck of a line. They really fought off, and they drove us back. That's tough. That's hard to see as a defensive coordinator.
Just a couple questions left here with Chase Doolin. Talk about the decision at halftime. With all the wind, you either take the wind or you take the ball. Talk about the decision.
Our offense, we run the ball when the wind doesn't have an effect when you run the ball, and we just knew we got to take the ball and try to run the ball down their throats and try to chug out and try to keep that clock running too. Best defense is having the ball on our hands on offense, and that's what we always take on effect when we make those decisions, is we get the ball in our hands and it's not in their hands with the win. So hopefully with a 6-0 game halftime lead, it was kind of one of those decisions to get the ball and try to get to the fourth quarter.
And the punt, it's just one of those things that happens. It looks like you've got the momentum and you're trying to get out of the way, and it didn't look like he could locate the football because of that wind. One of those things that happens. Unfortunately, you wish it happened to the other guys.
Yeah, no, that is tough. That's a situation. You don't want that to happen to anybody. It's a situation where we practice that. We practice our Peter call. We didn't have a returner back. That probably was the main factor. We didn't know to locate the ball when we look up, is because usually the point we have our returner point at the ball, and we didn't have a returner back because the wind, and he got caught up, and I think Christian looked up and saw it. He turned to run away. He ran the right way. He ran from where he didn't see the ball. It's just the wind pushed the ball back into him, and it's a tough situation.
Something that would normally wouldn't happen except today. And I'll let you out of here with this. You've had a great season. You change some things up there. Thornabar, I thought, had a great second half. He gets on the ball. He runs hard. You even had Christian Best out there making some great blocks for you. You kind of switched minorly what you did there a little bit in the second half.
Yeah, and we kind of started it the very first series of that before halftime, and with our success and running that ball. And we knew once we saw that, we had that opportunity of anybody in the backfield could carry the ball, and we're just going to run around the edge and try to get the edge and hit it up underneath. And biggest thing was really we talked to our lineman about getting to Colt Foster, because he's a playmaker, and I thought we did pretty well of that in the second half. That was the adjustment. We just kind of had to use our motion and get that stuff out and really kind of confuse them. They really lined up six guys on the line of scrimmage, and when we got past that first line, we got a good 7, 8, 9 yards. But that's what it took, is getting past that first line.
Well, that block that Best made on Foster on the touchdown run by Thornabar, that's one you're going to want to watch again when you watch some film, which might be a couple of days. But, Coach, I know we want to go home. We want to get on that long bus ride. And I know right away there won't be a lot of happiness on that bus. But hopefully it's a long enough bus ride that the guys can enjoy what they did this season. And to you and your coaching staff, man, great job. And I can't wait to see you guys again next season. And we appreciate you giving us some time.
I appreciate you guys coming up and covering us. It's been a great season. I'm proud of my boys. They really fought hard and didn't give up.
Chase, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Chase Doolin, the head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. We'll be back with our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
It's time now for our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Well, it was Hemmingford taking the ball here today, going into this 30 to 40 mile an hour wind, which was constant all day long. A three and out was forced, and a 20-yard punt, which actually was the best punt into the wind all day long, gave Elm Creek the ball at the Hemmingford 37. They marched it down to the 17-yard line, attempted a 36-yard field goal that was blocked by Brady Turek, and so that was no good. Then Devin Hollowell, after the second drive of the ball game for Hemmingford, took it all the way down to the Elm Creek 10-yard line, covered a fumble, and that saved some points right there, it appeared, for Elm Creek, and we were scoreless at the end of the first quarter. Then we switch where the wind is going, and we had those back-to-back turnovers. Nick Crowley comes up with a fumble recovery at the Elm Creek 30, only to see Elm Creek fumble it two plays later. Tanner Benge covers it at the 21-yard line, and two plays later, Ethan Skinner scoots around the left end for a 20-yard touchdown. The two-point conversion pass was no good, and that was our only score of the first half. 7:53 to go, made it 6-0 at the half. Elm Creek moved the ball down and had a first down and goal at the 5 with 6 seconds to go. They got flagged for a delay of game. You thought maybe they could run it in. Thornabar had a big run to get it down there. They had a timeout. They maybe could have got two plays off, but an incomplete pass ran the clock off, and that made it 6-0 at halftime. As we said, Elm Creek chose to take the ball going into the wind in the third quarter, three and out, a 2-yard punt, set it up a short field at the Elm Creek 20, and Matt Wood, on something you don't see every day, an 11-yard quarterback sneak, took it in. The two-point conversion run, no good, 12-0 with 8:25 to go. But then LaShawn Thornabar comes away with a fumble recovery at the Hemmingford 16, and Thornabar took it in on the very next play. Then Quintana lined up to kick the extra point into the wind, threw it to Christian Best. The one play drive, 4:47 to go, third quarter, cut it to 12-8. But give credit to Hemmingford. They answered right back. Wood again on a 2-yard quarterback sneak, capping the 55-yard drive. Then Wood hit Colt Foster on a 2-point conversion with 2:16 to go in the third. It's 20-8. And that's how the third quarter ended. Austin Stolp also comes in there and makes a big play as Thornabar's 37-yard run, breaking tackles. He's stripped at the end of the play, and Austin Stolp covers it, and that helps them continue on at the 14-yard line, capture the 56-yard drive on Christian Betts' 2-yard run over the left side, and Quintana makes the kick. It's 20-15, 9:50 to go in the game. The team's exchange of possessions, and then it looks like Hemmingford is going to be forced to punt the football from their midfield stripe, and with the punt going into that wind, it goes straight up about 10 yards. It comes off the back of Christian Best. It is covered there by Brady, covered there at the 15-yard line. Two great tackles by the Elm Creek defense force a 3rd and 12 at the Elm Creek 17. You get the stop. You're still within 5, but Coach Haas rolls the dice going into the wind, and Matt Wood hits Colt Foster on a 17-yard touchdown. The conversion was no good. 3:19 to go, 26-15, and time runs out on Elm Creek. Brady Turek finishes it off with an interception with 34 seconds to go. Hemmingford kneels on the ball, and the Bobcats complete a 26-15 win over Elm Creek. They're now 12-0 and head to the state championship game, which will be at Memorial Stadium 1 week from today, the afternoon contest at 2:15, where they take on the Bruning Davenport Shickley Guardian Angels. Winner Elm Creek will end the season at 10-2. And that is your Buffalo County wrap-up, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one. Great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And we've been wrapped up most of the day. We want to say thanks to Jordan Haas, Pete Gomez, all the folks here at Hemmingford, to the many great sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Our local teams are done. For the first time in a number of years, we won't have a backyard team, Chuck, playing in the state championships. We will still continue to bring you all 6 finals next Monday and Tuesday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. But there were some great seasons out there this year for area teams.
You could see Jace Doolin was took a lot out of him today, and you hope, you know, he was hoping his best for his quarterback, Nick Crowley, and you hope we all do send out our best to Nick too, and congratulations. It's always tough to lose, but the Buffaloes really have had a good season.
And this has been our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. It is Exeter Milligan 28, Fall City Sacred Heart 22 in the third quarter. Still to go, BDS and Guardian Angels in D1, Maxwell and Anselmo Myrna in D2. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, and for Chuck Friesick, thanks for making the long drive out here with us today, Chuck.
Hey, thanks, Doug, and I'm glad that you brought me into such nice, warm conditions.
It was great to come to Hemmingford. I want to do it again when it's a little bit warmer. Our high school football coverage brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road, Grand Island, Husker Power Products, Irrigation and Industrial Engines, and AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts, where precision meets the soil. From Hemmingford, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. The final score, the Hemmingford Bobcats 26, the Elm Creek Buffaloes 15.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.